It's Monday, May 20th, 2024. Start your engines for World War III, or as some are calling it, the Final War. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
He's an old guy, has dementia, can't lead us, and the country is screwed. Tell some big lies, barely speaks English, sniffs children and their mom's hair too. Goes the wrong way when he leaves his speeches, gets lost each day in the White House yard. All the Dems say that we should re-elect him. How can he run when walking is hard? And Joe keeps
falling, yeah, he keeps falling.
Keeps falling.
Keeps falling, yeah, he keeps falling.
And Joe keeps
falling, yeah, he keeps falling.
Keeps falling.
Keeps falling, yeah, he keeps falling.
Boys and girls, for the most important election in world history, and in the main ring, World War III.
Woo! We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This weekend, my spirit went up to the next level. Now I am next level. Prepare yourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide from the embattled InfoWars studios in Central Texas, transmitting to you.
Woo!
We're coming to your town, and we're going to burn the New World Order down. Feel the energy on planet Earth going up a notch. You must be dead. Everybody can feel it. There's a lot of opportunity and a lot of danger. It is May 20th, 2024, on this Monday edition. I call him a whistleblower because he went and got a bunch of whistleblowers. He was a very well-known, successful stock picker for BlackRock and some of the bigger companies. Edward Dowd, 3+ years ago, started going public about the plan to depopulate and got the numbers together. Now a lot of new numbers have come out confirming even worse than he had previously said. Obviously, because time is going on with this depopulation. He'll be joining us coming up. What hour is that? In the middle of the second hour, in an hour and 30 minutes from now. Other than that, we're going to cover masses of news, take your phone calls, and so much more. Well, I said it looked bad yesterday for the Iranian president, and he's dead. We'll talk about what's really going on with that, all the giant political developments as well. Stay with us, big broadcast today. It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It is Monday, May 20th, 2024. The final war has begun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
World War III watch. Iran's president. Fatal chopper crash. Set to make region more volatile. Coup, civil war rumors swirl in Iran. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right. I was talking to Tucker this morning, and we were just discussing how the globalists are insane and are planning to push everybody into total war. But that's their obvious plan. We're in basically the beginnings of total war. And I said, yeah, it really is World War III. And he said, it's the final war. I told him, well, I said, I'm using that, actually. That's what this should be called. They said World War I was the war to end all wars because it killed so many tens of millions of people and was so horrible with modern weapons, but with old-fashioned tactics of troops just running in against each other with 18th-century military mindset, but with 20th-century technology. But then, of course, World War II came along and killed even more people. And then really they call the Third World, the Third World War, the Cold War at the CIA. So they would call what's happening now World War IV, but I really think Tucker's right. If it goes to full war, it'll be the final war, at least for a few thousand years, they estimate. We even survive. If anybody survives, most estimates are 90% of people on Earth will die within 10 years of a full nuclear war, half of them in just a few hours, and then the rest from the breakdown of society and civilization and starvation and the little side wars that will come with it. It was Einstein said, I don't know how World War III will be fought, but I know that World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. So that is certainly true. Back to the Stone Age, as they say. So I think Tucker Carlson has coined the term, I haven't heard him use it on air, he probably has, the final war. In fact, maybe I wrote that headline hastily for the live show about 5 minutes before we went live. Let's punch up the live show headline again. Maybe I should change that in live time and have the great Ben Warren update it for me and also update it on X and send another link out. Let me see. Nuclear War Watch? Everybody has heard World War III too much. Nuclear War Watch. Iran president's fatal copter crash escalates the threat of final war. Now, let's just leave the headline there, but I'm trying to see something this big, you can't overhype it. And then there's the problem of, like, how do you even say how dangerous it is? Because people have such a normalcy bias for so long. What have I been saying the last 6 months like a broken record along with Jack Posobiec? What did we say on Friday? We said look for them to try to kill the Iranian president. Look for them to try to kill Viktor Orban and some other folks. The CIA has been saying they're going to start killing leaders. They've been saying they've been trying to kill Putin. And, of course, if you kill Putin, most analysts agree, and I agree with them, that you're going to get even somebody more hardline who will escalate. But see, that's what NATO wants, is to escalate Russia into full war. They think they can win that nuclear war. That's official. That goes back to Curtis LeMay and L.L. Lemnitzer in the early 1960s. They thought that too. That's been ongoing doctrine. And then Israel doesn't want to be the bad guy, but they've been trying to manipulate a wider regional war, and they've already toppled Libya and Iraq and almost Syria and so many other countries. And so a lot of analysts say Israel is really losing the hearts and minds of the world, but Israel wants to enrage, the leadership of Israel wants to enrage the Arab and Muslim world to attack them, so they have the pretext to annihilate them. And there's only one country in the Middle East that is still standing against Israel. And by the way, I'm not saying that makes Iran good. I wish Israel wasn't playing at global domination, because they control that region, they control the globe. And I wish the Iranians weren't trying to export Shiite Islamic imperialism around the world. But that's what's going on. And when Trump killed the big Iranian general, what was it, 5 years ago, Soleimani, he took credit that day. The Israelis, though, don't take credit when they kill somebody. And I think it's probable that Israel had a hand in killing President Raisi of Iran. Probable, maybe 55% chance. Israel said they want to kill him. But the problem is, all the local news reports in that region of Azerbaijan, it's not the country of Azerbaijan, it's a region called that, northern Iran, reported total fog and 50 to 70 mile an hour winds. And then you saw the local footage where people are trying to walk up the mountains and they can't even barely walk, like weathermen when you see the hurricanes blowing into Florida. People trudging through the darkness, you know, all the rest of this, you know, very, very, very dramatic footage. And I said, any helicopter pilot, those three helicopters, two of them survived, that would go into an area like that, flying over mountains. Helicopters are not very maneuverable when you get up above 15,000 feet. They were flying above that in bad weather. I mean, you don't fly a helicopter in 140 mile an hour winds unless you're on a rescue mission or suicidal. So there is the body of the president of Iran. So did the Israelis make the president fly into a blizzard on a mountain? Now, the Israelis are hooked into all the geo systems that the West has, the GPS, all of it. And were the Iranians dumb enough to be using a Western GPS? Because the Israelis before have hijacked GPS and crashed things. They bragged about it. Or the West could have done it. The U.S. could have done it. It's all pure speculation. Now, there's also internal fighting in Iran. Was the pilot anti Raisi? And did he suicide the helicopter into a mountain? We just don't know. But saying that, you do have the attacks inside Russia. You do have attempts on Putin's life. You do have in Slovakia their prime minister getting shot five times last Monday. And I've said it throughout the week. I said, I would expect to see a lot more of this now, or last Tuesday. I would expect to see a lot more of this now, including, you know, attacks on Iran and anybody else backing Russia. So everybody wants to hang a hat on something and say they know what happened. And I usually have a pretty good idea on things, but I don't know here. I really don't know, but certainly it escalates things, and it's the timing. You can say there's no coincidences during this shadow war that's expanding into full war. But I'll ask again, why in God's green earth did they fly into that storm? Now, I've got several clips I want to play, and I checked this myself on the International Weather Satellite sites, and I've never seen this before, because I'm kind of a weather bug. I like looking at weather. I like looking at everything, I guess, you know, news-wise. And 2 days of data, the day before and the day of, in northern Iran, has completely and totally disappeared. We're going to play a news report on that in a moment. That is absolutely unprecedented. So you're flying over Iran's northern mountain ridge, and you do it in a helicopter and not a jet, where you can fly above the bad weather, and then you die. So maybe he wanted to go somewhere and ordered him to do it, and they just followed his orders. That happens to like rock bands and stuff, where they got to get somewhere and play, and they just say, damn it, take off. It doesn't matter. They're like, it's really dangerous winds, sir. Do it. I said, do it. You'll be fired. Or the pilots that are here, have a bottle of whiskey. It's cool. Let's party. Yeah. You know, that's a true story in Wolf of Wall Street, where Jordan Belfort orders the captain of the boat, who's also partying with him. He goes, hey, I need to get to, you know, this port over here so I can get to Switzerland and get my money out of the bank. He goes, well, we got a storm coming in, so it looks pretty dangerous. He goes, just do it. And of course, the boat sinks. That actually happened. His yacht sinks. So that stuff goes on. And the big question is, what is Iran going to say it is? Is Iran going to say it was Israel? Very interesting. But here is a clip of the Iranians mourning President Raisi's death. All right, so they're pretty upset. Now let's move on to what Hillary Clinton said after they set up and murdered Gaddafi, who worked with the West and Obama, gave up all his weapons and invested his money in Western companies and thought he was going to be everybody's buddy. They set him up using Al-Qaeda, murdered him, raped him, murdered him, and then Hillary came into town and made a big joke about it. Here she is.
I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed reports.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, oh, I'm sure it did.
Totally disgusting. Meanwhile, in Israel, here's clip five, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, are protesting Netanyahu, the war, everything. So they don't like what's going on either. Here's that clip. That's almost a daily occurrence now. Let's go to what I mentioned, that weather report breakdown, and I've checked this. This is accurate information that they've erased 2 days, the day before and the day of the crash that caused the death of the Iranian president. The fact that the weather information was removed makes me think they might have used some type of weather weapon, which they've got systems that can really cause a storm quickly. I still think it's hard to believe with the avionics, even the Iranian aircraft, that they wouldn't see a big storm form in front of them and turn away from it. But it is very suspicious to see the weather information just disappeared. Here it is.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. May 19th, 2024. And I wanted to check out the weather that was taking place while they said the helicopter, the president of Iran, was in a helicopter crash. And they said it was due to some weird fog. Now, I'm going to show you something very weird when it comes to the weather in this area called Julfa. This is where the helicopter crashed. They said it was right here on the border, right near this city, Julfa. And here's the border right here. So it was in this area somewhere. So what I did was I lined this up with a weather chart. It's not exactly easy to get weather reports for this part of the world, but I did find some. And that is here on the CIRA weather website, a very detailed chart you can use. And here we are. This is the Middle East. We are looking at Jalfa right in this area here. Can't get much closer without it being very pixelated. But I want to show you something interesting. You can see the date up here. We're on May 18th. Now, this happened the morning or early in the day on the 19th. And now it's obviously a whole different time. So as I move this, you're going to notice something weird. We get into nightfall. This is the beginning of the night of the 18th for this part of the world. And as we move forward, you're going to notice something. We're going to get to the end of this bar here where we should be moving into the 19th, which is where we would see the weather and what's going on in this area when the helicopter crashed. But look what happens here. They have removed the entire 19th from the weather chart. You're going to see I'm just about at the end of the data here. Watch. It goes from the 18th right to the 20th. There it goes. Boom. It just pops from the 18th to the 20th, removing the entire 19th day. So we cannot see what was going on here, no matter what setting I pick here. And I'll just show you on this chart here. This overlay here is meant to be able to see fog, and we'd be looking right in this area here. And again, you move from the 18th across the day. These take a little bit longer to load, but once you get all the way to here, it goes from the 18th to the 20th right there. Again, one click covers an entire day. So they have removed 24 hours of weather from one of the biggest weather charts that exists. This is one of the most detailed charts we can use to find weather all over the world. And we would be able to see exactly what was going on in this area, but they have taken the data away. Once again, I'll show you here is May 20th, which is in about 2 hours for the East Coast. But look, I backtrack, it goes right to the 18th. So the entire day of the 19th is missing, so we can't see what was going on in this area. Take that for what it's worth. If anyone can find the radar chart for May 19th of this part of the world, I would love to see it. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Into Thin Air. Great job on X. Okay, so I don't like to speculate. The CIA developed the term back in the 60s after they killed Kennedy that anybody that questioned real stuff happening and put pieces together was a conspiracy theorist, just to ignore what they said. I'm a conspiracy realist, but I will not just jump to conclusions when the evidence is not overwhelming. That said, all of this put together and the timing and all these other assassination attempts and things going on, I think there was deliberate foul play going on here. And I think everybody pretty much agrees with me. So this just adds to all of the insanity that we're dealing with. And let's look at some of the other military developments before I shift gears into all the other wild stuff that's going on. Slovakia's PM condition remains very serious, says his deputy. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico remains in serious conditions after surviving an assassination attempt, his deputy said over the weekend. Zelensky blasts West for wanting conflict to end. Ukraine's president has claimed Kiev forces would be more successful on the battlefield if they were not banned from using Western supplied weapons to hit targets inside Russia. And Victoria Nuland agrees with him. We'll play a clip of that in a moment. So these are complete and total maniacs that we are dealing with. And you notice they just give them more and more advanced weapons, more and more long-range missiles. They're firing a medium range, large, heavy cruise missiles that the British are supplying into Russia, and it's insane. Because if you go up the threat continuation ladder in military doctrine, then the Russians will continue to double down, then we double down, and then they double down, and then you know where we're going. And we're just marching up that ladder to thermonuclear war very, very rapidly. Here is clip 31, Victoria Nuland pushes for strikes on Russian bases.
They need to be able to stop these Russian attacks that are coming from bases inside Russia. So I think there's also a question of whether we, the United States and our allies, ought to give them more help in hitting Russian bases, which heretofore we've not been willing to do. I think if the attacks are coming directly from over the line in Russia, that those bases ought to be fair game, whether they are where missiles are being launched from or where they are where troops are being supplied from. I think it's time for that because Russia has obviously escalated this war, including, as you said at the beginning, attacking Russia's second city, Kharkiv, which is not on the front lines, and trying to decimate it without ever having to put a boot on the ground. So I think it is time to give the Ukrainians more help hitting these bases inside Russia.
One of the reasons that the administration has hesitated is because they believe it will escalate things even further with Russia pull the U.S. further in. Why not? Why? So why do you think that's a good idea?
because it's Russia that has escalated this war. Russia has learned how to pull its forces back out of the range where we have allowed Ukraine to use our weapons and get our support. So they are getting a direct advantage in this war from our hesitation, and they have escalated massively. As you know, they have flattened a third of Kharkiv without ever having to get on the ground there. So it is time to stop that and help Ukraine push them back.
You know, are there any dominoes in the building? I don't think there are, but there's a Target and a Walmart down the street. Can I give somebody a $20 bill? Somebody go get some dominoes, please. Somebody, just ask Rob Dewar, somebody go grab some dominoes. I'll pay him back. Because I want to explain the analogy. I know everybody gets it, but seeing it is better. 10 years ago, the Maidan coup, the West admits in congressional testimony, and Soros admits on TV, that you have an elected Ukrainian government that's a little bit pro-Russia, doesn't want war with Russia, doesn't want to enter NATO. So the West overthrows it, blows up government buildings, shoots thousands of people, kills a bunch of police, overthrows the government. And that's the first domino falls. And then elections go back and forth, and the Russians start getting involved, and then the West gets control, loses control, gets control, loses control, but starts pumping in CIA and weapons and money, and then start running terror attacks against areas that are 100% Russian in the East and have always been. The place is basically 60% Russian, 40% want to call themselves basically German. And so they give themselves names like Adolf and German, and I mean, literally a lot of the popular first names in Russian Ukraine are Adolf and German and Kaiser. It goes back to World War II. So there's been this fight. It's a battleground zone for, you know, with the Muslims invading, but also the Western Europe invading Eastern Europe. It's called the frontier. And so those ancient battle lines that Putin talked about in his two-hour interview with Tucker Carlson, was a very accurate breakdown, are being exacerbated by the State Department. And they admit this. And Soros goes on Fraser Kerr and CNN and goes, actually, I would State Department money did it all. We have taken over Ukraine, and next we take over Russia. You know, they kind of call me, you know what they call me, Farid? What do they call you, George? They call me the Tsar of Russia. I am the Tsar.
That's a quote.
I am Tsar. I am King of Russia. It's just meant to poke. And after 7.5 years of poke. Well, first, Putin came in and took Crimea that's always been part of Russia. Never not, you know, and their main Black Sea port. You know, he did that 5 years ago, 6 years ago. He said, okay, is that enough for you? Stop it. And they went, nope, we'll just send in more CIA and more commandos and set up bases and launch more attacks and cross-border attacks into Russia and shell into Russia itself and have mass shootings. And so they've knocked over all the first dominoes, just like we just showed a clip for TV viewers from V for Vendetta. But that's not V doing it. That's Soros and the Clintons and Victoria Nuland are bloop. And then Victoria Nuland goes, the Russians have escalated. We've got to escalate. And then the reporter goes, but if we escalate, they escalate. She's like, exactly. See, the reporter's like, well, wait a minute. So you want to escalate it. But if anybody starts a fight, if I walk up to you and punch you in the nose and you break my neck with a super left cut, you don't go to jail because I hit you first. You understand that? But they didn't. The globalists didn't just knock over the first domino. They've been just knocking them over the whole time. And then if Russia does anything back, they're like, oh my gosh, what did you just do to me? How dare you? We want to attack your main cities. It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. It's bestseller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I've been plugging it, and you go there, and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
God gave us a planet that gives us everything we need. Total abundance. And for most of human history, people were kept in squalor and controlled by ruling elites. That's called feudalism, to control them. But in the Renaissance, the West had an idea of human empowerment. And it created incredible wealth and success and beauty and strength and honor. But out of that then always comes decadence and corruption and extremely entitled, disconnected elites who then start going back to tyrannical, totalitarian, manipulative, Machiavellian ways to not just defeat their political enemies, but to consolidate power over everyone, including our bodies, and to finally turn humans into a commodity. And so I look at Iran, I see a monotheistic tyranny. I look at Israel, I see another sophisticated crime syndicate. Not all the people there, not all the people in Iran. I look at China. I see a very sophisticated, evil, anti-human technocracy run by the communist Chinese, not blaming the Chinese people. I look at America, the heart of the big, corrupt, global, leftist, satanic empire. The UK is the jewel in the crown and really the dominant force on the planet, but they're all just competing tyrannies. And then Russia went through 70, 80 plus years of incredible oppression, almost 90. And they've got big problems and are run by strong men. But if you want to see where some virtue, like a lily coming up in the mud, is happening, any historian, anyone analyzing can go to Eastern Europe and tell you that the only signs of renaissance are there. The only signs of governmental resistance are there. And that's why the globalists hate Russia and Eastern Europe, because they're not playing complete and total ball with them. Dangerous. Iran faces brutal civil war after President Ebrahim Raisi death in helicopter crash. Yes, most of Iran is below the age of 30. The mullahs are very unpopular since their takeover in 1979, backed by the CIA. They can have the best enemy money can buy. They don't control Iran, just like Israel didn't control Hamas in 1977 when they founded them. But Israel admits, Jerusalem Post, that it was created to destabilize the Palestinian Authority and make them look bad and make them radical. Just like the FBI in the 90s infiltrated militias, which are constitutional and good, civil defense, constitution, and put feds in as leaders to get them to plan bad things so they could demonize the idea of a militia in general. So we did get some dominoes. There were some in the building. Here's the analogy of whether you've got October 7th or whether you've got the overthrow of the Ukrainian government 10 years ago. Israel knew that attack was coming. Biden gave the money to Iran to fund it. Israel stood down. Now the innocent people of Gaza are paying for what a handful that's hijacked their country, created by Israel, Hamas, has done. So Victoria Nuland, in that chilling clip we played earlier, before I shift gears to the news, I'm going to play it one more time. She goes, we've got to escalate because Russia's escalated. But she goes, won't that escalate when you start bombing Russia? The U.S. needs to start bombing Russia. Say that again. Imagine if Russia started bombing the U.S. There was a big article in Reason over the weekend on Drudge Report that said the shadow war is here. We're already in World War III. But Tucker Carlson's right. More of these dominoes fall, it goes into the final war. And I'm no longer going to call World War III, which the CIA really calls World War IV. The Cold War was World War III. World War III, it is the final war. The Doomsday War. The Armageddon War. You're like, I haven't heard Tucker call it the final war. He told me that this morning. I said, I'm taking that. He said, fine. But it is the final war. That is what we're facing right now. So lots of dominoes have already been knocked over in Eastern Europe. The open borders, the collapse of the third world with the COVID lockdowns across the planet. It's happening in the South China Sea, the Middle East, October 7th. And then every time each group escalates more, more dominoes fall until you go up Rand Corporation's threat escalation ladder to full nuclear war. And that's what Victoria Nuland's saying. She's saying, we need more dominoes to fall and go that direction. Now to nuclear war, they'll depopulate people, all freedom will be destroyed, billions will die, and the globalists have their bunkers. They believe they will emerge dominant in the future. You say, how do you know that? They said that. It's Pentagon doctrine that we can launch a first strike or manipulate Russia into one and even survive a second strike. If you go back to the movie Dr. Strangelove that I put behind me so much, that's out of the fact that Kennedy fired L.L. Lemnitzer and Curtis LeMay, and it even came out in the news at the time because they wanted to launch a preemptive nuclear strike during the Cuban Missile Crisis on Russia, and they actually told Kennedy, well, we're not saying we won't get 10, 20, 30 million tops killed. That quote by George C. Scott in the movie where he's telling the president, Mr. President, quit thinking about your name in the history books and, you know, getting this war going. We need to go ahead and go ahead with a preemptive war. A crazy general Jack T. Ripper, that's a fictitious name for Curtis LeMay, had launched a air wing of B-52s, and the Russians had shot them all down but one. And that one plane was still going to drop its bombs on its main target and primary target. And so the president says, well, let's help the Russians shoot it down. And they go, no, you can't do that, sir. We need to go ahead and attack them first, and we'll lose 10, 20, 30 million tops. Not saying I won't get our hair messed up a little bit. Guys, pull up Dr. Strangelove. Go to YouTube. Dr. Strangelove, George C. Scott. I won't say we won't get our hair mosque, I think means messed up. See if you can find that clip. Because that's really what these maniacs were doing. But you're like, oh, yeah, right, they did that. No, that's historical. But you can see Victoria Nuland saying it right now. Weird little piggy face, probably can't reach around and wipe her own ass. Never been in a fist fight. Doesn't understand military doctrine. But she's up there behind this whole thing for over a decade trying to get a war going with Russia. And here she is like a demon on TV trying to seduce America into backing strikes with heavy weapons, missiles, cruise missiles, is already happening, but bigger ones inside Russia. Gee, if Biden said, not this December, but last December, we can't send F-16s and Abrams tanks because that escalates to World War III, but they went ahead and still did it. Now we're talking about bombing main Russian cities with U.S. weapons. The president in the movie says, by the part of Kennedy, goes, I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler. George C. Scott, playing the part of L.L. Lemnitzer, says, Mr. President, you shouldn't be thinking about yourself in the history books. So we're reliving what the same, and where'd the neocons come from? They came from L.L. Lemnitzer and Curtis LeMay. And Stanley Kubrick was so upset about learning about that, he made a movie quickly about it that's a masterpiece. And by the way, I know the Kubrick family, and I know his daughter that was his favorite daughter that worked with him on the films, that's in so many of his films, The Shining and 2001 Space Odyssey, and, you know, did the music on, she watches every day, I want to say hi to Vivian, did the music and other stuff on, Full Metal Jacket. She gets very upset by people saying her dad faked the moon landing and all this stuff when he was anti-establishment all the way and could not stand the military-industrial complex and had nothing to do with it. Did he consult with NASA and people when he made 2001 Space Odyssey? Yes. What does that mean? It's an Arthur C. Clarke movie. So, again, that's where, and I like David Icke. I'm not attacking David, but I saw him the other day post on X, you know, Stanley Kubrick faking the moon landing. Stanley Kubrick did not do that. Stanley Kubrick was not involved in that. Stanley Kubrick was anti-establishment. He made Eyes Wide Shut to expose what he'd heard about. And how do I know about all this stuff? Because I've sat there and spent a lot of time with his daughter that was his protege. And so I am a Stanley Kubrick fan. It's very interesting. But I'm just going back to the movie because that stuff actually almost happened. And it's a movie about what they wanted to do and what would have happened if Curtis LeMay, the head of the Air Force, would have launched the attack. And if Kennedy wouldn't have fired him. So look at Victoria Nuland. This is L.L. Lemnitzer and Curtis LeMay reborn as a fat woman. Here it is.
They need to be able to stop these Russian attacks that are coming from bases inside Russia. So I think there's also a question of whether we, the United States and our allies, ought to give them more help in hitting Russian bases, which heretofore we've not been willing to do. I think if the attacks are coming directly from over the line in Russia, that those bases ought to be fair game, whether they are where missiles are being launched from or where they are where troops are being supplied from. I think it's time for that because Russia has obviously escalated this war, including, as you said at the beginning, attacking Russia's second city, Kharkiv, which is not on the front lines, and trying to decimate it without ever having to put a boot on the ground. So I think it is time to give the Ukrainians more help hitting these bases inside Russia.
One of the reasons that the administration has hesitated is because they believe it will escalate things even further with Russia pull the U.S. further in. Why not? Why? So why do you think that's a good idea?
because it's Russia that has escalated this war. Russia has learned how to pull its forces back out of the range where we have allowed Ukraine to use our weapons and get our support. So they are getting a direct advantage in this war from our hesitation, and they have escalated massively. As you know, they have flattened a third of Kharkiv without ever having to get on the ground there. So it is time to stop that and help Ukraine push them back.
Look at the look on that woman's face. Now, by her logic, because Russia's bringing arms in out of Russia into Ukraine, well, the West bringing weapons in out of Europe, out of Poland in there, well, then Russia should attack Poland or attack the United States or attack Germany or attack England. And now they're sending in European troops. They're not thinking about it. It's already been done, but now they're telling you they are. So we're just barreling into the final war. The war of total destruction, the last one. Armageddon, whatever you want to call it. By the way, they found the clip from Dr. Strangelove. Here it is.
Mr. President, there are one or two points I'd like to make, if I may.
Go ahead, General.
One, our hopes for recalling the 843rd bomb wing are quickly being reduced to a very low order of probability. Two, in less than 15 minutes from now, the Ruskies will be making radar contact with the planes. Three, when they do, they are going to go absolutely ape, and they're going to strike back with everything they got. Four, if, prior to this time, we have done nothing further to suppress their retaliatory capabilities, we will suffer virtual annihilation. Now, five, if, on the other hand, we were to immediately launch an all-out and coordinated attack on all their airfields and missile bases, we'd stand a damn good chance of catching them with their pants down. Hell, we got a 5-to-1 missile superiority as it is. We could easily assign 3 missiles to every target and still have a very effective reserve force for any other contingency. Six, an unofficial study which we undertook of this eventuality indicated that we would destroy 90% of their nuclear capabilities. We would therefore prevail and suffer only modest and acceptable civilian casualties from their remaining force, which would be badly damaged and uncoordinated.
General, it is the avowed policy of our country never to strike first with nuclear weapons.
Well, Mr. President, I would say that General Ripper has already invalidated that policy.
That was not an act of national policy, and there are still alternatives left open to us.
Mr. President, we are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing, but it is necessary now to make a choice, to choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One, where you got 20 million people killed, and the other, where you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Mr. President, I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed, but I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops, depending on the breaks.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in the history books.
General Turgeson, I think I've heard quite sufficient from you. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, they have the ambassador waiting upstairs.
Oh, good. Any difficulty?
They say he's having a fit about that squad of MPs.
Yes, well, that can't be helped. Have him brought down here straight away.
Yes, sir.
Is that the Russian ambassador you're talking about?
Yes, it is, General.
Am I to understand the Russian ambassador is to be admitted entrance to the war room?
That is correct. He is here on my orders.
I don't know exactly how to put this, sir, but are you aware of what a serious breach of security that would be? I mean, you see everything. You see the big board.
That is precisely the idea, General. That is precisely the idea.
Staines, get Premier Kissoff on the hotline.
And that's the whole point of this show, is showing you the big board. Victoria Nuland knows the big board, and she doesn't think you know she's trying to stop World War IV, also known as the Final War. So we're in that real war room from the 1960s right now, but with 10 times more powerful weapons. and they're shooting the Slovakian prime minister last week, and the Iranian president's dead this week. Where do you think this is going, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? To hell in a handbasket. Absolutely insane. And then you add the cherries on top and the whipped cream and the chocolate sauce and mass human trafficking of kidnapped children, stacks of news on that, just mass escalation fentanyl death, mass death from poison shots, totally open borders. Biden now, every time he talks, is even worse than he was a week ago, just gibbering idiocy, but he is the most unintentional comic on earth, the number one comic ever. He says the Republicans are planning another erection. He reveals he has no idea when he was VP and what he calls J6 people that have erections at the NAACP dinner. Yeah, they're saying it's hilarious, except we have maniacs running things, and the most of them are a bunch of lawyers that have a normalcy bias that they've never been defeated. They've swindled, they've stolen, they've scammed, they've engaged in insider trading. They're a bunch of pedophiles. They're just the most decadent, psychotic group that has inherited America's power and the West's power and is absolutely using it to destroy the world in the raw exercise of megalomania. There's a bunch of these clips, but this is just too much. Here it is.
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots. And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. And what happened was Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it. Well, poor mayor, he spent more time with me than he ever thought he was going to have to. God love you.
I could go to a nursing home and randomly pick somebody out and they do a better job. And that guy, who can barely walk, stumbling around, has a military officer behind him with a nuclear football. All right. Nice. And what else is going on with the economy? Let's pull this up from Red State. This graph on the economy may be the most damaging for Biden for the 2024 election. And when you look at the graph, we'll pull up the HD on screen in a moment. Joblessness is exploding. Inflation is off the hook. The country is demoralized. We've spent hundreds of billions of dollars in all these wars. And you turn on the news and it's literally white supremacists are everywhere. They're going to get you. And they're telling you imminent civil war, which they're hyping up, a civil unrest that they'll call a civil war. And then a football kicker goes and speaks at a conservative Catholic graduation and says, you know, a lot of you women are looking forward to great, successful careers, but I know you're looking more forward to having children. Oh, my gosh, he's a white supremacist. Look at the change in household net worth since the start of his presidency. Look at it. Under Trump, it was skyrocketing. Under Biden, it's literally flatlined. Excuse me, it's gone below the line. But remember the first couple of years, they told us, oh, the economy's great. There's no inflation. And they said, well, it's moderate. It's Trump's fault. And now they tell us we inherited the inflation from Trump, though that's not true. And the truth is, they only hope to have a giant expanding war that's so huge that it creates such a crisis that you forget about all the other horrible things they've done and they can create a permanent emergency that keeps him in power. And it's the same thing for Benjamin Netanyahu, who's only got a 20% approval rating, but uses crises to stay in power. Same thing with Trudeau, 20% approval rating, uses crises to stay in power. And the same thing with the mullahs. They've done big internal polls where the mullahs have about 40% support, and the average age of the supporter is 70 years old. Iran used to be like San Francisco. Not now, but what San Francisco was like in the 70s is what Iran was like. Metropolitan, smart, arts, beautiful, museums. Look at it now. And the mullahs get incredible power out of their war with Israel. They're bad. The Israeli leadership's bad. People need to understand that there's this human mindset of tribalism where people tend to think of like one group's good, one group's bad. Well, no, not in World War II. Hitler was bad and so was Stalin. I understood we allied with Stalin, and I understand why for a while, but he was just as bad in the long run. But we all know, I mean, most of us know Hitler was bad and so was Stalin, right? Yeah. And America wasn't perfect, neither was the England, but we were definitely not as bad as them. A lot more freedom here than they had in Russia or Nazi Germany. Well, it's the same thing. And I would say the mullahs are like Hitler and Netanyahu's like Stalin. That's about, what we're dealing with here. And of course Netanyahu stood down. It's overwhelmingly clear. These idiots go, oh, no, the military would have didn't know what to do for 7.5 hours. Michael Yons lived over there. He's a Green Beret. He's a combat journalist, the most famous there is, and I know the doctrine. He explained 10 minutes to get a helicopter up. They keep them loaded 10 minutes away at a base. Apaches, Cobras, Blackhawks, heavy weapons, launch them. They would have annihilated those people that were breaking through the free fences. They stood down. 7.5 hours. Why did Israel do that? Why did Israel found Hamas? Because they're creating it because Israel wants to keep control of its people by having an outside threat. The Middle East, before Israel moved in there, in most areas was as metropolitan as the United States. That, right? Women wore bikinis all over the Middle East. They played rock and roll. I'm not even saying all that's perfect. My point is, the West went in and overthrew regimes. They overthrew the Ba'athist regimes that were secular, and they put the radical Muslims in. And then when we blow up the radical Muslims later, the borders are open, and they bring them in here, and we elect them to Congress. See how it works? And now you see in America, they're destroying our culture too. The globalists don't want any culture. They want to run over you. Second hour, straight ahead. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Refusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Edward Dowd on incredibly important COVID mass death news joins us coming up. Where it's all headed at the bottom of the hour. But after that, I'm opening the phones up to take everybody's phone calls. Now, I have a ton of other news that I've not gotten to yet. There is a lot of it. Let me just tell you that. And I'm going to be hitting it coming up next segment. But you know, last week on the show, I said, there's no turning this around. And when I say that, I mean that. Obviously, we're already in a crisis. Things are already really bad. So we're not turning that around. We're in it. But we can turn it around from total destruction and nuclear war and just a long, endless depression that's designed to bring us into global poverty because the globalists don't want upper mobility and general success and wealth for people anymore. We can use the crisis they've created to expose the globalists, discredit them, and then make it through a fight with them politically, culturally, to stabilize things. But anybody that tells you you're getting free this and free that and free healthcare and free college and reparations and all this crap is lying to you. The left's, you know, obviously offering pie in the sky. The right wing, though, the politicians up there, most of them are sold out. We've got a beachhead in the Republican Party, but that's it, just a beachhead. We haven't taken it over yet, but we're close. We're gaining ground. That's why the system's so panicked. They're not willing to tell their constituents how bad things are. And that's really a problem, because I know when things are really terrible, it sounds weak to some people to say we're screwed. Well, no. I mean, it's like you're in a car wreck and you're flopping around, your legs cut off. And somebody runs up and says, lay down, relax, I'm going to tie a tourniquet around. If you keep fighting me, you're going to bleed to death. That person's not being a fearmonger. They're like, hey, relax. You know, I was a medic in the Army. Let's just randomly say the guy's a medic in the Army. Or maybe a retired EMT's driving by. And they know what to do. And they jump out and they run over and they say, hey, but you're like freaking out. You're bleeding out. Hey, relax. Let me tie this off. And it's the public needs to know that, and leaders need to be honest about how serious things are. And we also have to speak to the establishment, because they're not all psychotics that have a death wish. They're not all megalomaniacs who think they're invincible. It's a mix of both nihilist and just people who think they're invincible. We've got to really talk about the grave danger everybody's in and have a collective, let's stop this. But again, the general public knows things are bad. They're pissed off about high grocery prices and crime and homeless everywhere and their neighbor dying of fentanyl and their dad dying of a COVID shot. And, you know, people are starting to get it quick. But it took me 30 plus years to really get awake, even though I was around people that were awake when I was a kid. It took me 30 years of being on air to really get to the point I'm at. And I still don't know as much as I should. But compared to most people, it's a whole other level. And I know the audience of this broadcast are super smart and informed, and a lot of you are smarter than I am. But, you know, it's great how awake Joe Rogan is. And he's fully awake now, but he still doesn't go all the way because he thinks his audience can't handle it. But he's getting there. Tucker's going all the way. He gets it. He's just fully woken up the last few years. And, boy, he's off the races. And, again, waking up is not getting what Alex Jones says and repeating it. It's once you see the perspective. Once you see the hidden image, you can't unsee it. And I've gone to those art galleries, and I see that stuff online, and I always instantly see the hidden image. And they'll have these images on X and say, do you see the image? And half the people go, I can't see it, I can't see it. And just the way my brain works, I instantly see all that stuff. I mean, they unveiled the King Charles painting a few weeks ago, and before I even HD'd it and blew it up, I went, that's demons all over the place. I just saw them, horns, demons, and then, of course, it was symmetrical demons and devils everywhere. And it turns out that's what that artist does. But, again, it's just perspective. Once you shift the perspective and you know how to see it, you can't unsee it. All right, we're going to go to break and talk about it. I'm just saying, folks, we got to go ahead and just tell people the bad truth. That's what Churchill did in his big speech to start World War II. He just said, look.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ahead of Edward Dowd joining us, who really is the amazing Wall Street whistleblower on what really happened following the money on COVID, the latest developments, I want to hit some really shocking news that's important to understand here in a moment. But I did not plug anything in the entire first hour. That's how we fund the operation. Plus, these are really amazing products, so you really need them. I mean, you really want to experience the products at drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are a lot of supplements at drjonesnaturals.com and products that are not at InfoWarsStore.com. There are a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com that are not at drjonesnaturals.com. But they both fund the operation to keep the show on the air, and they're in stock, ready to ship. So, a bunch of products been out of stock for a while. They're back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is the Power Stack Rocket Rest, incredible, strong, natural sleep aid that's so good for your whole body for deeper, cleaner, restful sleep. I've been taking it, sleeping like a baby. People can see how energized I am. And you can get it in the Power Stack, two products, for 40% off with Top Brain, an amazing, strong, clean, nootropic for your brain. So get Top Brain and Rocket Rest together, 40% off at drjonesnaturals.com. Separately, they'll get more in hopefully soon, but they are selling out of Super Blue, non-fluoride, nano-silver fortified with iodine, tea tree, peppermint, all organic at drjonesnaturals.com. It's concentrated toothpaste, lasts twice as long, so good for your teeth. drjonesnaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, but it feels like one because it cleans out your cells. Believe me, everybody wants to experience Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. Over at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got a lot of amazing products. Hell, there's hundreds of them, but Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil. If you don't know how good fish oil is, it's just insane. And this is highest quality fish oil, highest grade. Get yours discounted, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And now our best seller of everything, Nitric Boost. It cleans out the blood, cleans out the whole body. So good for everything you do. You'll feel it in every facet of your life. Old or young, it really is amazing. You owe it to yourself to try Nitric Boost. Those of you that love it, it's got 5-star reviews. Nitric Boost, 40% off, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got 10% off on the highest quality storable food you're going to find from the biggest company in the United States, because they're the biggest of the best, only 16 years old, My Patriot Supply Ready Hour. We have their full catalog. It just drop ships from them. At InfoWarsStore.com, you get 10% off. That is a very rare special, as many regular listeners know, because we only get 30 to 40% markup in this, okay? There's not much markup in high-quality storable food or the water filtration systems. So when we're giving you 10% off, we're giving you a third of the money we make. That is insanely good deal. They're also the biggest company in the U.S., and so you get the best deals on shipping. They've got huge facilities all over the United States. They're the experts up in Utah, where it's headquartered. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to get all your storable foods, water filtration, and more. And I want to thank you all for keeping the broadcast on the air while you get ready. And if you haven't gotten storable food now, you're crazy. What did I say back during the whole COVID thing? I said it's not COVID causing the lockdowns and the supply chain breakdowns. It's the lockdowns that they're doing that's causing it, and it's going to cause massive inflation. And now the White House blames it on COVID. Well, that was the globalist policies that did that. And look, food prices have basically doubled. Those of you that were smart and got this food that lasts more than 15 years, boy, it's in these great sealed big plastic barrels that have got great handles to carry them, and then it's sealed in heavy containers inside, and it's just super high quality, delicious. And that's another great part about it. A lot of the storable food you get might be okay quality, but it's in bad containers. This stuff you can bury or put in the attic or do whatever you need or throw in the back of the truck. And it's also great when you're going camping or hunting or lose a job or whatever. It's so important to have this, and it supports the broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay. I started to mention this on the Sunday show last night, but I didn't get to all of it. But I want to go back here in a moment, and I want to play the short clip of the former director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, who is, again, a rat leaving a sinking ship, with Chris Cuomo, another rat leaving a sinking ship. And just 2 weeks ago, Cuomo goes from arresting anybody that doesn't take the shot and take their jobs away and fire them to, oh, I'm damaged, I'm hurt, and it was terrible what people did to you. I'm your friend now, so he can sucker you back in. He's reading a script. The whole deep state's doing it, other than like Fauci. Well, Redfield's saying, oh, yeah, gain of function's real, it's illegal, it's terrible, Fauci's evil, and, oh, by the way, you know, what we did really saved a lot of people, and it's a really great shot, but I know a lot of people that are sick. There's a, quote, significant side effects in a lot of people. So we went from safe and effective to just very rare to, well, there's a lot of problems, and it doesn't protect you. So these are rats leaving a sinking ship, and this ties in to everything else I'm going to be hitting in a moment. I'm going to explain how this works. This is very important to understand the enemy's methodology. Go ahead and roll the clip.
you know, those of us that tried to suggest there may be significant side effects from vaccines, we kind of, like with the rest of your show that you had early on, we kind of got canceled because no one wanted to talk about the potential that there was a problem from the vaccines because they were afraid that that would cause people not to want to get vaccinated. The reality is, I was part of Warp Speed. These are important vaccines. We saved a lot of lives. They're important for the most vulnerable people, those over 65 years of age. They really aren't that critical for those of that are under 50 or younger. But those vaccines saved a lot of lives, but they're also, we have to be honest, some people got significant side effects from the vaccine. I have a number of people that are quite ill. And they never had COVID, but they are ill from the vaccine. And we just have to acknowledge that.
Now I'm going to go to a clip of Dr. David Martin, who I think is one of the most articulate, best people out there exposing COVID. And by the way, I met him at a great premiere for Mickey Willis. He said he would come on. It never happened. He's one of my bucket list to get him on. I had him scheduled like 2 years ago, and I had a family emergency, and I got mad on air. And just walked off and left to go deal with a family thing. That only happens like every 3 or 4 months, but it happens when I get mad. And he thought it was personal, and I really want to get him on because he's gone back into the documents, and so did Dr. Francis Boyle. It's not about who gets the credit, but they were both the first guys in the first few months. I'm talking about Boyle was in February of 2020. Explaining, no, it's a long-term project to weaponize the cold. And remember growing up, even until like 6, 7 years ago, they always said we cannot make a vaccine for the common cold. And when they would try, it would kill the rats and other animals they tested on because it would cause all these autoimmune problems because the coronavirus is just basically part of our bodies. It's everywhere. So it's associated with all sorts of problems in the gut and the lungs and everywhere else, but more and more it looks like it's a byproduct. But they can use it as a carrier and weld it onto other viruses. So I really want to get Dr. Martin on the show just as soon as we can because it needs to happen. He just did a great hour-long talk with folks in England, and I posted it to X. Just much watch. It's up on Real Alex Jones from a few days ago. Also posted this. And he's moving quick here, but all of this is dead on accurate. So when I mentioned that we covered it back in 2020, it's not about competition. It's about I know what he's saying is true, and the whole time he's been saying is true. We're covering the same documents on air. But he's a big financial guy, and he goes into all the financial ends in Wall Street and the companies. Boyle wrote the bioweapons and chemical weapons laws for the U.S. and was a top U.N. prosecutor. He knows all about the history of the bioweapon production itself, and so does Martin. But the reason I mentioned both their names is they've both done a great job nailing all this down. And the big frustration, and it's something that Martin talks about, and I said this about Rand Paul a few years ago, Rand Paul has these letters, he has the emails, he knows that Fauci with the Pentagon souped up COVID-19 and had it on the shelf years before they released it. They even have it by name. And Martin exposes that, and so does Boyle. And I would say Martin is more prolific ongoing about it. So he does the best job overall. It's just I'm mentioning other sources there because it's important. And there's so much literature. There's thousands of studies, as he says, and it's so frustrating that this is not in Congress. So is Rand Paul acting like he's exposing this and saying Fauci needs to go to jail just for lying about gain of function? Why leave it with Fauci? Why not go back to Chapel Hill and Obama and these projects and then the Bush before that, and it goes back? They've been working on this forever with spike proteins, with HIV, and, well, here it is. It's a short clip. It's only about 7 minutes long, but it's historical and it needs to be on the record. Here it is.
Most of you don't know that coronavirus as a model of a pathogen was isolated in 1965. Coronavirus was identified in 1965 as one of the first infectious replicatable viral models that could be used to modify a series of other experiences of the human condition. It was isolated once upon a time associated with the common cold. But what's particularly interesting about its isolation in 1965 was that it was immediately identified as a pathogen that could be used and modified for a whole host of reasons. And you heard me correctly. That was 1965. And by the way, these slides are public domain. You're welcome to look at every single reference. Every comment that I made is based on published material. So do make sure that you look at those references. But in 1966, the very first COV coronavirus model was used as a transatlantic biological experiment in human manipulation. And you heard the date, 1966. I hope you're getting the point of what I'm saying. This is not an overnight thing. This is actually something that's been long in the making. A year before I was born, we had the first transatlantic coronavirus data sharing experiment between the United States and the United Kingdom. And in 1967, the year I was born, we did the first human trials on inoculating people with modified coronavirus. Isn't that amazing? 56 years ago, the overnight success of a pathogen that's been 56 years in engineering. And I want that to chill with all of you. Where were we when we actually allowed, in violation of biological and chemical weapons treaties, where were we as a human civilization when we thought it was an acceptable thing to do to take a pathogen for the United States and infect the world with it? Where was that conversation? And what should have been that conversation in 1967? That conversation wasn't had. Ironically, the common cold was turned into a chimera in the 1970s. And in 1975, 1976, and 1977, we started figuring out how to modify coronavirus by putting it into different animals, pigs and dogs. And not surprisingly, by the time we got to 1990, we found out that coronavirus as a infectious agent was an industrial problem for two primary industries, the industries of dogs and pigs. Dog breeders and pigs found that coronavirus created gastrointestinal problems, and that became the basis for Pfizer's first spike protein vaccine patent filed, are you ready for this, in 1990. Did you hear what I just said? 1990. Operation Warp Speed? I'm sorry. Where's the warp and the speed? Pfizer, 1990, the very first spike protein vaccine for coronavirus. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't it fascinating that we were told that, well, the spike protein is a new thing. We just found out that that's the problem. No. As a matter of fact, we didn't just find out it was not just now the problem. We found that out in 1990 and filed the first patents on vaccines in 1990 for the spike protein of coronavirus. And who would have thought? Pfizer. Clearly the innocent organization that does nothing but promote human health. Clearly Pfizer. The organization that has not bought the votes in this chamber and in every chamber of every government around the world. Not that Pfizer. Certainly they wouldn't have had anything to do with this. But oh yes, they did. And in 1990, they found out that there was a problem with vaccines. They didn't work. You know why they didn't work? It turns out that coronavirus is a very malleable model. It transforms and it changes and it mutates over time. As a matter of fact, every publication on vaccines for coronavirus from 1990 until 2018, every single publication concluded that coronavirus escapes the vaccine impulse because it modifies and mutates too quickly for vaccines to be effective. And since 1990 to 2018, that is the published science, ladies and gentlemen. That's following the science. Following the science is their own indictment of their own programs that said it doesn't work. And there are thousands of publications to that effect, not a few hundred. And not paid for by pharmaceutical companies. These are publications that are independent scientific research that shows unequivocally, including efforts of the Chimera modifications made by Ralph Baric in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. All of them show vaccines do not work on coronavirus. That's the science. And that science has never been disputed. But then we had an interesting development in 2002. And this date is most important. Because in 2002, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, patented, and I quote, an infectious replication defective clone of coronavirus. Listen to those words. Infectious replication defective. What does that phrase actually mean? For those of you not familiar with language, let me unpack it for you. Infectious replication defective means a weapon. It means something meant to target an individual, but not have collateral damage to other individuals. That's what infectious replication defective means. And that patent was filed in 2002 on work funded by NIAID's Anthony Fauci from 1999 to 2002. And that work, patented at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, mysteriously preceded SARS 1.0 by a year. Dave, are you suggesting that SARS 1.0 wasn't from a wet market in Wuhan? Are you suggesting it might have come from a laboratory in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill? No, I'm not suggesting it. I'm telling you that's the facts. We engineered SARS. SARS is not a naturally occurring phenomenon. The naturally occurring phenomenon is called the common cold. It's called influenza-like illness. It's called gastroenteritis. That's the naturally occurring coronavirus. SARS is the research developed by humans weaponizing a life system model to actually attack human beings. And they patented it in 2002. And in 2003.
And what's frustrating is, that's all public knowledge. It was actually all in the news over the years they were doing that. So Francis Boyle went public in January, late January. We had him on in early February 2020 saying all that. Dr. Martin came out, was going over even more of the documents, laying it all out. And that's why Fauci said, oh, we just developed this in 2 days at Pfizer. And then when he's out talking to black community, we played the clip yesterday. And the black man says, well, you just developed this too quickly. And he goes, it's actually 20 years of development. Yeah. And they knew in all these rat studies we've covered, in 2013, 14, 15 at Chapel Hill and the University of Texas at Galveston, that it killed more than half the rats they gave it to. Ate their lungs, blood clots, all of it, infertility. They knew exactly what they were doing. Because as Dr. Martin said, it's a weapon. It's a toxic replicating virus where it doesn't even, it's not the replication that gets you, it's that the virus itself is toxic and your body then attacks itself because it mimics different fast-growing tissues. And I'm not the scientist. I've had Dr. Mikovits, who was a huge whistleblower before this happened, saying it was coming. But her brain's like way up here on, you know, level 100. And, you know, even listening to her, I can't understand half of it. But then I go read the white papers, and it's all right there. So special guest is joining us that's, you know, worked at the highest levels in Wall Street and BlackRock and all the big companies and came out 3-plus years ago, Ed Dowd, and said, look at the insurance numbers are about to come out. I'm talking to whistleblowers. He's now had those whistleblowers the last few years go public, and now we're going to update on the mass death numbers and all the other things that are happening statistically and where he sees this going with Ed Dowd straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. That's critical. Follow me at Real Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's more important than ever to keep independent True Media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. It's bestseller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Edward Dowd is our guest, and he has been since day one exposing what this real situation is. He's an ex-Wall Street professional at HSBC and BlackRock and you name it. And he began exposing over 3 years ago what was really going on with this, and then the insurance numbers, and then had the major whistleblowers go public to Congress, legislatures, you name it. So I've been following, obviously, him on X and seen clips of him on other shows. I want to get him on the last month just to update us on the new numbers coming out from not just here but around the world that back up what he was saying years ago and just how serious this is. So there's that big takeaway in this update. But there is also another really central thing here, what he said on the show 2 years ago and what I've been talking about because it's the big enchilada. What does the public do when they learn about this? So we're now seeing all these different people like Redfield and Chris Cuomo and Bill Maher, and the list goes on for 1,000, you know, plus prominent people. Oh, we were never trying to make you take it. They've even had that former Planned Parenthood Chinese lady that was on CNN. She's now up there on national TV saying, oh, we never made you take it. We never made you wear a mask. Bill Gates is saying he never made you wear a mask. Leaders in Canada and leaders in Australia are saying we never tried to make you take it. So there's a lot of backpedaling going on. But if you read the SPARS 2025-2028 document, if you read that, they even predict this would happen. So they've even baked this in, but it's much worse backlash than they were even waiting for. But that's real wargaming, what our response would be, how they would then try to pacify that. I think it's fair to say, Edward Dowd, the Great Awakening's here. Team Humanity is awake, and this is blowing up in their face. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your time. People can follow you, obviously, at Getter, at Edward Dowd, and on X at Dowd Ward. And again, you know, just type in Edward Dowd into X. Everybody should follow you. Which part do you want to tackle first?
Well, let's just talk about the numbers as of the end of 2023. In end of February, I went down to D.C. and testified in Ron Johnson's panel. There were a bunch of doctors and experts, and I was the numbers guy, and I just gave what we would call a pandemic scorecard of how the policymakers did since they instituted all their crazy-making policies in 2020 and 21. And we measured it, we split it up between 2020 pre-vaccine and then post-vaccine. And in 2020, there were 458,000 excessive deaths. There's a lot of people who have said that a lot of those deaths were needless. There was denial of early treatment, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And that was a systematic smearing of those medicines because to get the EUA to ram through the vaccine, the EUA is emergency use authorization, you needed to have no existing treatments available to get such a vaccine out there without any testing and get immunity to the pharmaceutical company. So there was a actual effort to suppress these treatments. So those excess deaths in 2020 could have been severely reduced. So that was kill shot number one, murder scene number one. They also, you know, closed people from seeing their loved ones. They put them on remdesivir. They intubated them, which we now know was probably a death shot. So that was 500,000 Americans perished in 2020. Then if you look at 2021 to 2023, we conservatively estimated about 1.1 million people in the U.S. died excessively. And the bulk of that was 21-22. There were zero excess disabilities in 2020, zero. And then they took off starting in February of 2021, an additional 4 million Americans from a base of about 29-30 into last year. June was the high. So 4 million Americans disabled, half of which were employed, curiously enough. So, you know, why would the employed who are the healthiest amongst us all of a sudden get disabled? And again, this is not people scamming the system. This is just a real-time survey from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's a monthly survey. It comes out with the payroll numbers. So we have that number. And then we've estimated through more data at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, absence rates and work time loss. That went off the charts in 21 and 22. So we estimated an injury number, people who are chronically sick, their immune systems blown up, of about 28.6 million people in the U.S. So that's a total of 33 million people in the U.S. that are either dead, disabled, or injured. Obviously, the death toll being the smallest number. It's a funnel. So the injured could turn into disabled, and the disabled can turn into dead people. Morbidity leads mortality, obviously. Now, we haven't done a global number, but if you want to do back of the envelope math from the numbers I just gave you for the U.S., I can come up with, again, it's not scientific. We like to do, you know, real data analysis, but Dennis Rancourt's number of 17 million is at the high end of our death estimate, and the low end globally is about 8.5 million. And again, that's back of the envelope math. Dennis had a method that he did, and we've looked at it. It's one method of doing it. So there's a lot of dead people globally. Disabled globally, if you use just the U.S. numbers and assume 5 billion people were vaccinated, it's about 60 million disabled individuals, and then about 500 million people whose immune systems have been blown up. So this is a disaster globally. We believe it's the vaccine. We have no doubt about it. Some of the excess deaths may be due to lockdowns, starvation in other countries, and maybe some pickup in fentanyl and maybe some suicides. But we think the bulk of the excess deaths are vaccine related.
Now, you were going off your insurance company experts in your own analysis, and that's obviously what you've done professionally. And it turned out, I think, to be a little bit worse from the numbers I've seen than what you estimated. But now we have prestigious scientists. We have governments coming out with similar numbers. And it's just unspeakable, really. You can't overhype the backlash now. And it seems like major prestigious studies every day about how it ravages the immune system, ravages the reproductive system, destroys the cardiovascular system, just attacks the central nervous system. How is the establishment going to respond to this?
Well, they're doing it now, and I'm watching it, and you've probably seen some of my Twitter posts. It's the narrative tap dance. So we've gone from you and I were nutter conspiracy theorists to, your numbers are too high. It wasn't that bad. That's where we are. We're at the debate about what the numbers are. And they're starting to leak, there were some vaccine injury, but it's not very high, and we need to care for them. So this is a narrative tap dance. Some individuals are doing it purposely. Others are unwittingly doing it because they were injured. And I don't think everybody that's like Chris Cuomo, I just think he is slowly tap dancing into the arena. And eventually, once he gets to people like me and looks at the hard numbers, he'll become enraged. He's already probably very mad that he's injured, but he's providing a limited hangout without knowing it.
Well, when we talk about Redfield or people like Cuomo, though, we know the Cuomos got money, both the governor and his brother. We know Maddow got a bunch of money. She's not backpedaling, though, but most of them are. I think they're really liable, including criminally, as all this comes out, to be accessories, to Fauci. And I think it's clear they're getting ready to hang Daszak out to dry, maybe even Fauci. And we've seen Redfield distancing himself for over a year and a half now. How do you see that unfolding? And do you agree with what I said before as I introduced you, that they had some planning and knowing that this was going to come out? We know it's depopulation operation. That's confirmed now. We even have professors that pushed the shots to save humanity now admit they want to kill everybody with a deadly pathogen. So people are really getting the full horror of it. Do you think the establishment shocked by the backlash? And how do you think they're going to try to compensate for that?
Well, I think you and I talked about this a couple of years ago. This may be part of the plan, knowing that the backlash will cause a distrust of all institutions. So institutions collapse, and then, some shiny people we haven't seen yet come from come to the forefront with new solutions and new systems. And that's what we've got.
Yeah, that's what you said word for word the first time you came on, I think like 2.5 years ago. You nailed that. So tell us, since you told us what's coming, tell us what's coming next.
Well, so right now we get this election in November, and there's crazy making all over the place. The lawfare against Trump. I don't care what you think about Trump. What they're doing to him is literally so unconstitutional, so out of the norms. They came for you. They're going to come for everybody. This is the totalitarian technocratic takeover, and it all comes back in my mind to the financial system, which is literally in the end days. They need a reset. They don't want to take the fall for it because of all the debt that's out there. So the politicians and the central bankers, have to come up with excuses to collapse the system. And they want to, you know, dangle little distractions over here, over there, wars, pandemics. And I've even joked about an alien invasion because, to keep the system alive, you need constant credit creation. It's a Ponzi scheme, but it's gotten to the point where to support the debt you've already issued, you need to issue more debt. That's how money is created, through debt issuance. So you need to keep creating more debt. You need excuses to ease monetary conditions faster and more rapidly now, because the time to crisis is getting shorter and shorter, because mathematically the system is literally so fragile, it could blow up at any moment. So you need to have a distraction or a cause you can point to. Another one that I've been thinking about, and we saw some seeding of a narrative in Reuters and AP. And whenever you see Reuters and AP seed a narrative, you know it's intelligence agency.
That exactly. Reuters and AP are CIA, MI6 on record.
On record. And when you see narratives come out there, be very suspicious. One that came out a couple months ago was, oh, AI could be so dangerous, it could collapse the financial system. But yeah, the ghost in the machine is going to collapse the financial system. The financial system is going to collapse of its own weight. It's mathematically, we're in the end game.
Yeah, it's not 110 years of the private Federal Reserve. It's not the fractional reserve banking. It's not the derivatives. It's not all the scams. It's not all the overprinting of money. It's not all the entitlements. No, the AI is going to do it.
The AI. And when I read that, I mean, I just laughed. I broke out laughing, and I posted it on Twitter a couple months ago. So just, be smart. Whatever you see put forward as the cause of what's about to happen, and again, timing is hard to figure out. We're thinking the real economy is a disaster. We call this the MacGyver economy. They're keeping it together with chewing gum, masking tape, and tin foil. And they're going to try to hold this thing up into the election. And if Trump does get in, they're going to, probably let it collapse, or it will collapse right when he gets in, or they don't keep control of the situation before the election because there are things going on that are out of their control. There's a serious, serious problem at the Bank of Japan. Japan, the European Central Bank, and the U.S. have been coordinating global monetary policy since the Great Financial Crisis. And Japan is at a problem right now. They have 250% debt to GDP. Their currency is hitting levels we haven't seen since the 90s. It's devaluating because they print so much money and they have a demographic problem, and their U.S. raised interest rates. They can't raise interest rates. So they have a Hobbesian choice. They either play ball with the U.S. and keep the global financial system afloat, or they torch their own economy and their currency goes to zero. So that's where we are. And, this is the game. The game is global finance, keeping the system afloat until they can pull the plug and bring in their control systems.
And it seems go ahead. I was going to say, it seems like they're a deer in the headlights, too, because they didn't cut rates. They didn't increase rates. It looks like deer in the headlights to me. And it seems like no matter, I think what you're saying is they're out of options now.
They're out of options, and it's getting very close to some sort of credit event that lights a global fire where they can't control it. And it's default chain, custody chain reactions, and things go kaplooey. So over the weekend, something interesting happened. There's this bank, a private bank in Japan called Norin Chunkin. And there's this guy on Twitter who's a financial guy, lives in Hong Kong. He goes by the handle of Just Dario. He's a great analyst. I've been following him for about a year. And he's been on top of this Japanese yen situation. And he flagged a bank about 5-6 months ago in Japan that mysteriously started getting Fed repos. They were admitted to the standing repo program at the Federal Reserve, a private Japanese bank. So you ask yourself, what's going on with that? Why are we lending money to a private Japanese bank? And it turns out this bank could be systemic to Japan. And over the weekend, they quietly issued a press release saying they're going to raise $7.5 billion in equity capital. They claim that they're solvent, but you don't raise that kind of equity capital unless you've got serious problems. So literally, it's going to be very interesting this summer to see if the system can hold together before the elections, and it could go at any time. When we look technically at the markets, we think the time frame for real economic turmoil, not, I mean, there already is economic, the real economy's in the tank, but when this starts to hit the financial global capital markets, sometime in the fall, third quarter of 2024, right around the elections.
Now we see record activity by the billionaires building bunkers and building, you know, redoubts in the middle of nowhere around the world. And even their own publications, you know, are saying, wow, it's going to get really rough. And the Davos Group bragged that they would use a financial collapse to bring in their next financial global central bank cashless society, obviously. But that all was predicated on the public not blaming them. But because Gates and Schwab and the UN are now villainously hated everywhere, and it's intensifying, now they're going to get the blame. So A, do you agree with that? B, where do you see that going? And then when we talk about the fallout, how bad would this financial collapse be? Because if 90% of the public was rural during the Great Depression, and half of those were self-sufficient according to university studies, you know, that's 40+% self-sufficient, and then they could take care of the rest. If you've got maybe 20% rural now and maybe half of those self-sufficient, that won't be able to take care of 20-30%. And so if we had, it's estimated 7 million people died of malnutrition during the Great Depression, but people still knew how to skin a buck and run a trot line. They were just one generation out of the country, if even they lived in the city. The type of end of days, Viggo Mortensen's The Road scenario I see here really is so hard for me to even grasp it, and I've got a good idea of what it would look like, that it's so horrifying, Edward, I can't even speak to the public about how much grave danger we're in.
Yeah, I don't like to go there because you and I live in this world, and I would hope that the policymakers at least try to kick the can down the road, save themselves and us at the same time, give us each more time to battle each other. Because if they lose control, it becomes chaos writ large. And so I don't know how bad of an economic collapse it's going to be until I see their policy responses and whether or not they work. And so we won't know how bad it's going to be until after their reaction. There'll be rallies in the financial markets when they come in to do what they normally do, print more money, issue more debt, you know, break laws, rewrite laws to, you know, save financial institutions, whatever. But, you know, if they can't stem what's coming or control it, then it's chaos unleashed. And then we have supply chains break down. We have, you know, people's 401ks, you know, down 80%, that kind of thing. And I'm conservatively calling for a 30 to 50% market correction, based on them trying to save the system Sure. one more time. But again, if they can't, then it, you know, Katie barred the door.
Well, I mean, look, they say they rolled out their COVID operations so they could get more liquidity into themselves and prop it up, but that killed the real economy because they greedily wanted to consolidate at the same time. If I was them, I would be releasing all the disruptive technologies, the free energy. I would create incredible optimism. I would be boosting farming. I would be calling for peace. I would be turning off all the social engineering for divide and conquer. And innovating out of this is obviously the only way out, not building bunkers. I mean, so it just shows that there's really something wrong with them, that their solution to control us is austerity, when it's obviously the opposite. To end one bubble, they need to create a bunch of new ones based on innovation that would become bubbles and corrupt down the road, but that's 30, 40 years. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, it's baffling to me why they're taking this route, but you know, to do this kind of planning and collapse the system and take total control, which what COVID was a war game to see if they could do it. They were hoping to bring in digital IDs, vaccine passports and whatnot. But unfortunately for them, the vaccine was deadly out of the chute. If you really wanted this thing to slowly kill people over time, you wouldn't make it so that people start dropping dead immediately after the vaccine, especially young people. That's where people started to figure out something was very wrong. So I think the vaccine was more deadly than they anticipated. And so all of a sudden they're caught flat-footed. And if they wanted to roll this all back, they've already created these systems and people are profiting off them. There's a whole censorship industry that's funded, making money, that isn't going to stop because they get the orders to stop. They're going to keep doing what they're doing because they make their living off it. I mean, Mike Benz, I don't know if you've had him on yet. He was on Tucker. he's done a great job of calling the blob. It's a consortium of intelligence agencies, government entities, and private entities that are in the business of censoring anything that is not conducive to narrative or profits.
Sure, and they're going to sell it to government sell it to private corporations even if government stops buying it. So the genie's out of the bottle. So let me ask you this. You're a smart guy. I respect you. Advising the globalists, because there are some that aren't totally insane. I've met with some of them off record. What would you advise them to do? I mean, you heard my little, layman back of the envelope, innovate, release a bunch of technologies, shift from the negative war economy, to a, empower the people one. Is that a possible thing? Or how would you get us out of this?
Well, the problem is they've been caught and they're psychopaths. And I've seen this on Wall Street. And their egos are involved, and they can't admit they're wrong. They're constitutionally incapable of admitting they're wrong. So people like that will operate until they're put in handcuffs. So there's a whole swath of these folks who need to be put in handcuffs. The ones you're talking about that maybe participated and didn't see the full picture, were kind of siloed. Those are the people we need to talk to and have them help us, figure out how we reset the economy, and the global economy is going to reset whether we want it to or not. The question is, do we have a seat at the table? So we need to get a lot of these people in the silos who have taken the jab, been poisoned. They didn't get the memo that the jab was poisonous. They need to come, have a come to Jesus moment and join with Team Humanity, or, it's going to be very bad for them. Probably worse for them than it is for you and me and everybody else that's awake.
Well, that's right. And there is some positive signs, as we are seeing a lot of people in the establishment head for the exits, a lot of public media people, but there's also been a heading for the exit. It's really for 3-4 years with a lot of really powerful, serious people that, you're right, were compartmentalized, made money off the system, but never really believed it was that evil. And I think the horror of the COVID rollout finally shook them out of their slumber.
Yeah. For me, I've known for a long time the system was corrupt, but it was like, what can I do about it? I'm just a dude. And then, in 2021, I was sitting there watching people take the vaccines in the early days saying, what are you doing? This thing is, all the rats died. This thing's a joke. Don't go near it. And everyone thought I was insane. And I didn't realize what was going on, which was a massive PSYOP propaganda campaign to really incentivize the globe to take this thing. Then when the mandates came, I said to myself, okay, that's it. I have to get involved, and I can no longer stand by and be, knowing things are bad and just trying to eke out a living. So I just said to myself, I'm going to get involved. And honestly, I didn't know I'd blow up as much as I did, in the media. All I did, I was just a dude with 16,000 followers on Twitter who met Dr. Malone, and he amplified me. And like I said, I'm going to watch the numbers. And sure enough, the numbers were ridiculously bad. And then I assembled a team of geniuses around me. My partners, Carlos and Yuri, are bona fide PhD physicists, rocket scientists, basically. And these guys are doing the heavy lifting of all the research on our website at Finance.
Edward, I know you got to go soon. I do 5 more minutes because I want you to finish up and then introduce this video that your friend made. It's funny, but also sad, and got some great animations. So that's coming up. We'll go to break. You can finish up your point, introduce this video. We'll play it, and then you're going to leave us, and I appreciate you. And then we're going to cover all the other news and open the phones up in the third and fourth hour. We'll be right back in 2 minutes with Ed Dowd.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Ed Dowd sent me an interesting little music video with great animation that one of his friends made. We're going to play this little short segment, come back, and he wants to talk about solutions. And we'll talk about Elon Musk and a lot more after we air this video. But tell us about your friend's video.
Yeah, so Ben Joseph Stewart was a member of an indie rock band called Histrionics. That band, it disbanded in 2012. But he came to Maui. He's now a filmmaker. He did a documentary with me, Unsafe and Ineffective, that was produced by Aubrey Marcus. It's a great hour-long video about what happened with the vaccines and COVID and ivermectin. I suggest you try to find that if you can and send it to your loved ones who still think everything's hunky-dory. But Ben Joseph Stewart is a fabulous human being, and he and his band did this song, I think in 2012, but it's very prophetic. It's called Paper Nation.
All right, we're going to roll it. About Paper Nation. We got to roll it right now. Here it is. We'll be right back.
I'm late. Oh, I'm late. I'm too late.
Wait. Too late for what?
I'm late.
We have pure imagination. They have books for masturbation. We have resolution. They have bonds to sink a nation. Maybe that's why the nation's falling. Maybe that's why the earth is calling. Maybe that's why the nation's falling down. Down just a little bit more. More, the bridge is burning. Separate the people. Wouldn't need a revolution if we had a chance to heal. So ding, the nation's falling. Ding, the earth is calling. Ding, the nation's falling.
I didn't realize it was old. I thought it was good when I watched it. It's even better now that it's old. Talk about tomorrow's news today.
We are the people, the nation, and paper. And if the nation's burning, then the people brought it down.
Ed, again, what's the name of this? I'm going to post it on Twitter. This was made when?
I think 2012. We'll check that, but it's old and it's prophetic, and it's called Paper Nation.
Well, if your buddy's okay with it, I'll upload it myself to X. It'll probably get a million views.
He's totally cool with it.
All right, well, we'll do it right now with video in 2012 predicted what's happening now. We'll be right back with that down in 60 seconds. It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. It's bestseller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And coming to you live from the beautiful islands of Hawaii, Edward Dowd. Very smart, well-spoken guy that really helped a lot of big whistleblowers and experts come out on the insurance actuaries and the raw numbers that are now being reported in Congress or being reported in the EU government. It's confirmed. They're not denying. 20-plus million dead around the world from the shots and growing, and it's only intensifying, and people are dropping dead all over the place. Young people, they have TV ads in Europe and Canada, the U.S. Heart attacks are normal in little children. They're admitting mass miscarriages. It's insane. But there's good news because people are waking up during this period. And Ed, you wanted to talk about team humanity and solutions and what people can do in this incredibly dangerous age. Because the Chinese proverb is, may you live in interesting times, which means both good and bad. So we've got to make lemonade out of these lemons.
Yeah. So look, this all starts with you, the individual, and your mindset. And for me, you know, years ago, I suffered with depression, and depression is nothing more than constant toggling in the past and the future, worrying about nonsense. And I cured my depression, got off all the drugs, and, started to heal through God, living in the present moment, diet and exercise. And in these times, it's easy to get depressed, get in fear. Once you get in fear and anxiety, you're not that far away from depression. So you have to keep your mindset as strong as you can and understand that, you know, nothing is that bad in the present moment. You know, the sun's going to come up. Everything's going to be fine. If you currently have a job, great. You have a roof over your head, great. Don't sit around worrying about losing it. Don't worry about what you can't control. And then when it comes, take it day by day. And that's how I live my life. I mean, I'm literally like the prophet of doom and gloom, the grim reaper, because I'm following all this death and destruction. And if I wanted to get angry and mad and live in that, I would lose my mind. So I try to do what I can, try to get the word out, but I also try to live my life. I hang out with like-minded individuals. I try to find a community of people that I can relate to that are awake. And I suggest everybody do the same. Everybody needs to find a core group of people that have, you don't have to agree on everything, but you got to kind of have a core worldview. And one of the core worldviews is, there was a mass poisoning that just occurred. And if you're not down with that, you really can't hang with people that aren't aware of that, because they're still living in the matrix. And you need to wake them up gently if you can, but you're not going to be able to rely on those people who can't see the forest for the trees.
Continue down that line, because again, it's not negative to say how bad things are. It's positive to admit it, say it's an adventure, and then realize they're going to try to depress us and control us to make us bend to their will. We have to explain they're the ones wrecking civilization and us going along with it. and then start building alternative systems so that people have something to move to instead of their great reset. The reset's happening. The globalists are panicked to get us in line. They did the beta test of COVID. They even admit now at Davos, you and I said this years ago, but they admitted 2 weeks ago, oh, we use COVID as a beta test for the new system, the carbon lockdowns, the new cashless society, the new beautiful world they're building, this feudalist hellhole. And they even admit that it totally blew up in their face. At all their big foundational meetings, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative meetings, they get up there and say, wow, everybody hates us. At Davos this year, they said, our main thing is getting trust back. But they don't have any trust. So we're in this paradox where they're still controlling things through BlackRock, but they're almost universally hated. This is quite the paradox.
Yeah, and you know, you got to take the flip side of what's coming. Let's say there is a financial market crash. Well, that's a great opportunity for young people who don't, who can't buy homes, who can't invest in stocks that are overpriced. I mean, what comes from a deflation of financial assets is someone else's opportunity when people panic and sell. So there's always opportunity in chaos, and you just got to keep your head straight. And accept it. Being in acceptance is the key because, you know, there's so much out there, Alex, you and I can't control. I try to predict things. Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong. But, you know, what I try to be aware of is what I can't control and just give it up to God, because if you sit around worrying about things you can't control, you'll lose your mind. And there's so many people that think they have control in their lives and they don't.
Shifting gears into geopolitical developments, the attempted assassination of the Slovakian prime minister who's been calling for peace and becoming the leader, getting other EU members to say we don't want Ukraine to join NATO. That was causing a domino effect. Now the Iranian president mysteriously going down in a helicopter. I mean, I've been predicting they're going to start assassinating anybody that's backing Russia, and clearly that's going on. Where do you see all that going?
So it's a good news, bad news situation. The bad news is people are being killed. The good news is they have to now start killing people because the word is spreading so quickly. So they're at the point now where they're shutting up people by literally taking them out. And that is going to be just another indication of how corrupt the system is, and it's going to wake up more people. So,
by the way, I totally agree with you, because I wanted to hear what you – I was about to say, because I wanted your view, but that's a major sign of weakness.
Absolutely. You start offing people because you can't handle what they say, or they might be, you know, like the Slovakian leader. That's a tell to me that we're winning. It's sad. And, you know, there are going to be casualties in this war. And now we're at the kinetic part. We're literally at the kinetic part, but it's starting with individuals before it goes into the cities. They're trying to gin that up so they can create martial law, but we have to avoid participating in that nonsense. The good news about the Palestinian protests in a couple of weeks ago is I did some research, called some kids on college campuses that I know, and 99% of the students couldn't care less. They want to finish their exams and go drink beer. It's a very tiny minority of brainwashed students, and then about half the people in those encampments are 40 years old and 30 year old thugs from outside. So it's a psyop. It's not a real thing. The nation is got a problem, but there's more of us than there are of them. It's a tiny minority, and they try to blow it up so that we think everybody's insane.
What is your view on the whole situation in Israel? I mean, I see it as Israel standing down, Iran helping finance it, all these governments get power out of a war, then the Palestinians pay, and the Democrats ship the survivors here as voters. And then the very same Democrats giving the bombs to Israel then are the saviors of the angry Muslims.
You know, I like to look at this as like a chess game. And I looked at what went on October 7th. The timing of it was super curious. It came right at a time when the COVID narrative was falling apart with steam. And then this happened, and then that wiped the COVID disintegration of the narrative and the vaccines off the map for a brief period. It's a perfect way to divide people even further. And, you know, I don't get – people ask me, which side do you choose? I choose neither side. I don't like people dying needlessly. So peace is what we need to call for. I don't want to get into who's right, who's wrong, who's committing atrocities. But the timing of it's super curious. It's apparent to me that this is like their 9/11, where the Palestinians, they knew they were coming in, they let them come in, and then they created the conflict necessary to gin this up. I mean, Netanyahu is on record financing Hamas. We know this. This is a fact.
How is it going for Israel? I mean, at one level, it's destroyed Israel's name around the world, but Israel, I think, is clearly trying, or the leadership, to stay in power, elicit a bigger attack to then be the victim again and then secure Israel basically expanding its power.
I'm not terribly knowledgeable of Israeli politics, but let's talk about Jews at home in the U.S. It's becoming apparent to a lot of Jews in the U.S. that are, dyed-in-the-wool liberal leftists, that maybe they're on the wrong team. And so there's a lot of new awakenings going on amongst the Jewish community. Why are we supporting people that want us dead? That in the U.S., that is a good thing. A lot of Jewish people are trying to figure out, why am I a Democrat again? Why am I a liberal? And they're having a cognitive dissonance, which eventually will lead to hopefully an awakening.
Shifting gears into Trump, you mentioned it earlier, that it's got to be on purpose, that it's turning everybody against him. But they have that arrogance of power. They believe they were invincible, even Fareed Zakaria, and now even Mitt Romney, who's the biggest Democrat of any of them, have said, boy, we shouldn't have done this. It backfired. Well, I mean, I don't claim to be the rocket scientist of geopolitics or politics, but that was a no-brainer, that take a popular person and then try to take him off the ballot and throw a bunch of fake indictments against him while crime rages in the streets, that would give Trump a bump. I mean, that's like throwing Briar Rabbit in the briar patch. But I think at one level it was pure hubris. But elaborate on that and what you expect them to do now, because I agree that the campus protest or a bunch of communists trying to seize on anger over Israel and causing, Cloward and Pivotal style uprising for destabilization. But clearly all the media hype, movies, civil war, white supremacists everywhere, the Democrats have introduced bills to strip the emergency powers from Trump, which is really a legislative coup against the executive, for the Insurrection Act, saying, there'll obviously be uprisings once he's president-elect, and we're going to drive him from power when he's president-elect, and they've got movies like Civil War. Clearly, they're telling us what they're planning. Can you give me your view on that?
Yeah, they want maximum destabilization, and we all know how these people operate. They have a deep understanding of how to control populations psychologically. This has been going on since the Babylonian mystery schools. How do you control populations through fear and anxiety and anger and division? And these lawfare suits against Trump are, for anybody with a critical thinking skill that is not emotional, they know it's wrong. But what they're trying to do is not so much, convince people like us that Trump is a bad person. They want to wind up their 20% of their base that's insane and get them all emotional, so that if Trump gets in, these people will take to the streets and they have a reason to, call martial law. It's all about creating and winding up emotionally unstable people who have been through years of propaganda and victimization. Get them out into the streets and gin up this quote-unquote civil war. And we win by no one doing that. The problem is there is this anywhere from 10 to 20% of the population is just brainwashed beyond belief and emotionally unstable, and they operate on emotions, fear, anger, envy, jealousy, and that's where they are. And that's how you get people to get into the streets. And it's a game plan.
Gut level, what do you think is going to happen with Trump?
I think he wins, but there'll be a lot of chaos around it. A lot of chaos. And they're going to try to cheat. And I think we got to be on the lookout for the bird flu, which Mitt Romney last week was, trying to gin up fear about. And that seems to be something that if you look at the organizations of the government and the AP and Reuters, they're taking it seriously. In my humble opinion, it's not a real thing unless they release something that we're unaware of. But, a guy who got pink eye in Texas is not something to be concerned about. So right now I have zero fear about it unless they release something and start spreading it, which is definitely in the cards. That's out there. There's cyber attack out there lurking. There's all sorts of, there's climate lockdowns. I mean, we just had solar flares, the likes of which we haven't seen in years with, you know, Aurora Borealis as south as Alabama. And they could gin up scares over that kind of thing. They're going to use fear to control the populations. And literally, they might, they in their own words, Klaus Schwab calls it polycrisis. He says, we're going to be on the lookout for poly. What is poly? That's basically like the S-H-I-T hitting the fan all at once. You know, a new pandemic, world war, financial collapse, climate lockdowns. They may try all of it, you know, full spectrum.
No, I totally agree. Let's go back before you make more of these points because they're so important. Clearly, they're warming up all these crises to try to use them for control. But the bird flu, definitely, and you nailed it. They keep seeing to make the jump to humans, and then you see all these news articles that it has jumped to humans in local news, but it's never true, and they show pink eye, and then the CDC says don't worry, the UN says don't worry, it hasn't jumped yet, but it's imminent, and then we clearly know they admit that they've weaponized a bunch of this, so it's waiting, and then they could release some of it to, again, create the fear right ahead of the election. I mean, it's very obvious when they're pre-setting something up. It's like watching mom cook dinner and she's getting it out of the oven and, you know, setting up the place where it's saying, hey, kids, get the iced tea. Okay, everybody, ding, ding, it's time to eat. They've got the bell in their hand about to go ding, ding.
Yeah, what's absurd about this whole thing is COVID hit during an election year, mysteriously, and also as the global economy was starting to falter. Perfect timing. You save the global economy and the debt system, and you also do it right before an election, and you have mail-in ballots to steal it from Trump. I don't care what anybody thinks. That election was stolen. Anybody that's a quant that can use mass skills can see what happened. It was a joke. We saw it in real time. So the election was stolen, full stop. And it's just funny to me that we're sitting here in May of 2024, you know, several months out from an election, talking about another potential pandemic. So you just have to question the timing. Why is the timing during election cycles? It's insane. This is, and I'm almost laughing at how absurd this is, but there's a certain segment of the population that's going to get spun out by this. It's kind of sad.
Well, I totally agree with you. Yeah, if I was the Carnegie Endowment that's about as powerful as it gets that advises and basically runs the CIA. The former head of Carnegie runs CIA right now. And people that understand after the end of World War One, it's all declassified. They tried the League of Nations and then they commissioned the Carnegie Endowment to end war. And they had this project to basically end human society as we know it, make everybody malleable and drugged and controlled. Isolate, you know, families and societies, basically end masculinity. They were saying that by the mid-20s. Would be the plan, and it took them decades to get it rolling, and now they've set this horrible, unstable world up in the name of stability, and I would just tell the establishment that any actuary I look at or any historical analysis or my own common sense would say they've made things worse for themselves instead of better. They've not been aristocrats that empower civilization because they're better than us. They've tried to dumb civilization down because they're worse than us. Is there any way to talk to the power structure in your view to get them to start reversing the suicidal course they put the planet on?
Unfortunately, you know, I don't think there's a smoking room with six guys controlling everything. There's a bunch of people that are profiting off this, and there's competing interests, competing nations, but there does seem to be this agreement that the global financial system is going to collapse. We need to have control over how we collapse it, and then this new system on the other side. So they're all in alignment on that. It's just a question of who wins and who's going to be in control. So they're fighting amongst themselves. I mean, it's not hunky-dory love everywhere, and there's going to be people thrown under the bus, and it looks like Fauci and Daszak and some other people are going to get thrown under the bus, and we're supposed to be happy about that. But, you know, there's countless people who are involved in this. And one of my biggest problems has been the censorship. Censorship kills. And this whole censorship, compilation is for me the most evil and insidious thing out there. The censorship during COVID killed countless people. And that, to me, is where the crimes need to be investigated. The media companies, the CIA, the link between intelligence agencies and the media companies. And clearly, AI has been around longer than we think, because so many of these news stories that we see flooding at the same time, I believe a lot of these articles are AI generated. I think there's just this blanket.
Oh, I know they are. I know that. I mean, let me back you up. I've talked to high-level insiders off record 5 years ago. They said, look, AI has already been deployed. It's way worse than you think. You saw those stories 20 years ago about the CIA wants computers to write articles. When I would be attacked, and it was tested on me, and that's later come out with the CIA and FBI involved, not just from the one guy that caught on tape, but we learned the FBI in Connecticut ran the whole suit. They testified to it, that they didn't even deny it, but their chief counsel did. But what they did was, is they used me as a PR test and to test the system. And some days there would be not an AP article syndicated in 1,000 publications. That happened a lot too. And be on every nightly news channel, local news, national news. That's the old fashioned system where one article's written and then republished. But because people trust local news more, they would re-scramble it and just change it up. But I would look at the articles and I would see the publishing time, and there would be 100, 200, sometimes 300 articles in Google News at the same minute published against me, and it would be different authors, differently written, but basically the same. And I remember going, that's a computer, because there's no way you had not the same news agencies, not AP syndicated. It would be all these different publications around the world and different companies, differently written articles, but the same information in the same minute, Edward. That's AI.
That's AI, and it's been deployed. It was deployed during COVID. It'll be deployed again. And it's insidious, and it's a detriment to what's going on. That's how so many people were, you know, psyop, this overwhelming narrative that they thought was real, but it was literally computer generated articles sent out everywhere. This is insidious, and it's AI is way deeper in the system than we think. And there must be somewhere in Langley what I call the information desk, where there's some people that, hey, they get their assignment that day. We're going to do this thing to Alex Jones and make it happen. And that, you know, that came right from the CIA desk in Langley, is my guess.
Oh, yeah, Winston Smith. I mean, a bunch of Winston Smiths in the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, they have a desk. They have an information psyop desk at Langley that's being targeted on the U.S., and they know how to do it. And they have different, you know, they don't do it all the time. So, but they do it when they needed to move the needle. And you were obviously a test case, because they needed to take you out, take out other individuals. And then they, you know, they have a system in place for doctors. The pharmaceutical companies have that system in place. They've been, before COVID, before the attacking of doctors, there was a system, of getting rid of people that would testify for vaccine injuries pre-COVID. And they took those doctors out. They have a system. There's a method to smear. You know, create, you know, find somebody to create a medical board complaint. This is, there's big money in silencing people. And that's where I have the problem, is the silencing of these, alternative voices, which, you know, mysteriously have been right for the most part. We've gotten you, Alex, I, and others have mostly gotten this right. I'd say 80%. Every now and then we make an error, but we're human.
All right, Edward Dowd, thank you so much for the update. People should follow you on X. There it is on screen. We'll talk to you very, very soon. God bless.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
All right, folks. I was going to take phone calls in the last hour, but I thought he was scheduled for 30 minutes, but he was able to stay an hour. So I'm not going to take calls today. I've got a bunch of other news and clips I want to hit ahead of the great Gerald Celente taking over in about 35 minutes from now. So I'll do 5 minutes the next hour. So about 37 minutes from now, I'll be handing the baton to Gerald Celente, and then my good buddy, always doing a great job, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. The War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Knocks out of the park as well. Infowars.com/show and band.video. You can always find me, no matter what happens to Infowars, at Real Alex Jones, or hopefully there for a while. All right, we'll be right back. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Bestseller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to cover something really important here for just a moment before I shift gears to some other critical news. Not because it's about me, but because it's a window into how this has gone down. When Edward Dowd was on saying clearly you were talking about the CIA, I didn't give him more evidence because, I mean, obviously I know that. And if I try to go over all the evidence of it, it would take hours. And more evidence is obviously coming out all the time. But the Wall Street Journal, 6 years ago, about 6-7 months before they started their main attack and started taking me off everything, had a big, long, it was behind a paywall, but I got a copy of it somewhere around here. But the way I found the article was, I think a Gizmodo article linked to the paywall article and quoted some of it. And it was, hold on to your tinfoil hat, Alex Jones. You're about to be taken off YouTube. I think that's the exact headline. Guys, try to look it up. Hold on to your tinfoil hat, Alex Jones, Gizmodo. I think it was Gizmodo. And it said, yes, well, News Corp, it was a real business article, not just propaganda, for News Corp shareholders. And back then, News Corp was still part of the media holdings of Fox. Remember, Fox sold off its entertainment division. I think it was Disney, wasn't it? It all becomes a blur. And it was before the sell-off, or it was right during the sell-off, and they said, don't worry, the news division that Rupert Murdoch was keeping is still going to be very, very valuable because, yeah, and again, there's the, or it was TNW. Yeah, that's February 2nd, 2018. That may be the article or maybe another one, but the point was that article didn't have it all. It was more like, oh, you're getting taken off the internet. Ah, the big guys say so. But it linked to the Wall Street Journal article. It was like 30 pages long that I printed. And in that article, they were like, don't worry. You think there's all this new media that's killing old news. We've got a whole strategy to censor and take over the web and basically make it like Netflix, where you'll still have a few hundred choices, but it's going to be corporate media. And how are we going to do it? It was very honest. They said, we're going to go after Julian Assange and silence him everywhere. He was, you know, already held up in the consulate then, and block WikiLeaks everywhere. And when the left doesn't defend him, we'll be able to then get all the leftists after him. And then we're going to go after Alex Jones. And when the right doesn't defend him, the precedent will be set, and then we'll get all of them. And then they were quoting in there a NATO meeting in Germany where they were talking about, once we get Alex Jones and WikiLeaks, we're going to get everybody. So it went from, don't worry, we're going to shut everybody down. And then they showed off in the article and said, see, NATO and the CIA are on our side. It's like when Albert Bourla a couple of years ago said, I'm talking to the CIA and they're going to get the people lying about me. He was very proud of it. I'm working with the CIA and we're going to arrest the people lying about me. They'll stop them. Yeah, how'd that work out, Bourla? How'd your AI work? Doesn't matter how powerful your AI gets, we'll just start distrusting everything you say. So when I talk about what happened to me, you have to understand, folks, it was a test for you. And what they do is they take one thing like Trump hates all Mexicans, never said anything close to that. He said there's a lot of great people coming across, but also a lot of really dangerous people. Most of them aren't even Mexicans. What's that to do with Mexicans? He just said that. The media said that, but they took that and then they would just hammer it, and flood it with these computer-written articles everywhere. So they'll pick one thing out of context and then blow it up and make it who you are. It's like they're now calling the kicker who came out and said, you know women are mainly excited about having babies. Well, I tell you, I was excited. I never disliked kids, but man, once I had them, woo, there isn't anything close to what I care about my children. I mean, that's a hands down. It's like saying, man, I sure love oxygen. And what's the talking point? Everywhere. He's a white supremacist. What's his name? I don't really follow football anymore. Harrison Butker. Yeah. He's a white supremacist because he cares about families? I mean, again, but you just hear that. It's how they do it. So understand that. And the great news is people saw the lying system attack me. And at first it worked a little, but never really even half the public bought it. But now almost no one buys it. So they'll have a big article out or a YouTube thing about Sandy Hook saying I pee on graves and attack children and made money off them and barely ever even talked about them. And you'll see like 90% of the comments are like, you're full of crap. You know, you raise money off dead kids, you know, the law firms, PR firms, the government. fundraisers, 70-something million from Remington. His mom bought the gun legal for her. Goes on and on. But, oh, they killed the kids, too. Never hear about the guy that actually shot him. But this article was in The Independent. It was in NBC News. It was all over. Look at this headline. When I say this article, the same similar headline, same similar article. They all get together. It's published at the same time. It's all coordinated. Because they're being paid to do it. Just like when a Bill Gates Pro article comes out, it'll be in 100 publications the same minute because they all agree. They take the money. They agree to publish the same time so they can all compete with each other. But it's all a starting line. Tucker Carlson claims Sandy Hook denier. I'm not the guy that predicted 9/11. I'm not the guy that exposed the chemicals in the water. I'm not the guy that's anti-war. I'm not the guy that has, you know, has reached tens of, you know, billions of views. I'm not the guy that's done all that predicted the Russians invading by late February. I'm not the guy that exposed and predicted viruses to be released for lockdowns. No, I'm none of those things. Not the guy that exposed Bohemian Grove. I'm Sandy Hook denier, like a climate denier or a Holocaust denier, you see. And then Tucker Carlson says Alex Jones is like a prophet. I mean, kind of got Tucker when I said, I think Tucker will be fired within 1 month. He was just too hardcore. I could see what was happening. I saw his one of his shows, and I said, he's exposing the war, the poison shots, the censorship, the deep state, the CIA. And I just knew, because I have all these data points. This is all I do. I dreamed all last night. I slept 8 hours. It was all about work and the New World Order, and I was working and researching while I was asleep. And so 99% of the time when I say something and it sounds like a prediction or out of the ether, it's that I've got so much data and so much information that I just came on air that day, 1 month. It was like 28 days before he got fired. And I said, I think Tucker will be fired within a month. He's fired 28 days later. And I remember Tucker calling me and his crew sending me text messages saying, man, how the heck, do you know somebody at Fox? How did you know that? You said within 1 month, 28 days. And I said, it just came to me. I mean, because it's just like they cannot allow this guy to operate. I mean, that I saw the show he did the night before, and it was so hardcore. I went, okay, it'll take him about a month to fire him over that. They're going to put so much pressure on Murdoch. I see it usually takes them about a month to, you know, really. He's fired. He's fired. So I went on there and I said, he's fired. So that's what happens when you totally immerse yourself. It's like if you're a super fan of a football team and the coach has been there 5 years and you're at the game and you're, you know, on the 50-yard line in the third row and you got your binoculars and you're just literally looking at what he's got in his playbook when he's not covering it up, you know what he's about to call, how they line up. You're like, oh, they're about to do a trick play because you know that team. It's not that you're psychic. I mean, there's a little of that in everybody. But, I mean, it happened again 5 times last week. God told me, get out of bed. I'm going to show you how real I am again. And I don't keep a clock in my bedroom. For whatever reason, never have. And God said, walk into your bathroom where your phone is, where it was on. I left it in there. It went in there bothering me. You walk into my kitchen, my bathroom sink. And God said, get up right now. And I went, okay. And I already, you know, had a full bladder, so it's kind of like, wake up. And God's like, hey, go in there right now. It's 4 a.m. I'm going to show you how real I am. I walk in, pick the phone up, hit the button, 4 a.m. And then God goes, now I told you that about 45 seconds ago, so count down, 12, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boop, 4:01. I mean, God even told me, I told you that 45 seconds ago. There's 15 seconds left, boy. You watch. And I counted down, and it went bloop. And God said, I'm real, Buster. That happened 4 or 5 times last week. And I finally got on my knees Friday night for about an hour after my wife and daughters went to bed. One's 16, one's now 7, and the older one's moved out. She's turned 20 this weekend. Beautiful Charlotte. And I got on my knees and I said, I already know you're real. I've already experienced it. So will you just lift me up because I'm weak and I'm exhausted? Will you please just energize me because I can't do this? And I totally will do whatever you say. And I came into work and people go, man, you look like 5 years younger. People are online going, what's going on? And I literally, I mean, I'm not saying I look like a movie. I mean, God just literally energized me in the last 48 hours. I mean, that's how real this God is, people. And our enemies knows God's real too. They're against him. They don't like him. And it's literally happened thousands of times since I was about 10 years old where God says, get out of bed, go to the microwave, or, you know, turn on the light, look at the clock, and then you're like, well, that's a clock with hands on it when I was a little kid. You know, and then digital clocks and then atomic clocks and then cell phones. I mean, what is that? It's 100% nailing it. And it's not like I'm psychic and I know what the clock is. I'm literally told, go look at the clock. It's 4 a.m. Get up, go look at your phone. 4 a.m. I'm like, this is really God. And God goes, yeah. And I told you 45 seconds ago, now 15, countdown. By the time I'm like, blah, 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 okay, about, it's been about 3 seconds. 12, 11, 10, 9, and this has happened, all my children. And then right at the zero, bloop, 401. And I'm sitting there while I'm looking at the phone pissing at 401 going, my God. And I wasn't taking the Lord's name in vain. I'm like, my God. And I'm kind of like, oh, Lord, I'm literally communicating directly with me in space lifetime. Like in the movie Interstellar, where he thinks it's aliens communicating with him. And it is, but it's also him from the future that's now basically gone to heaven. It's heavy. I've got to watch Interstellar again. I mean, Matt Damon, I can't stand him. And that part may be stupid, but the plot of it. In fact, I'm watching Interstellar tonight because I'm here to tell you, folks, that's been happening my whole life. So many times. In high school, this guy started a fight with me, punched me in the face for no reason. He was jealous that I was dating his ex-girlfriend. I didn't even know it was his ex-girlfriend. I threw a right hook, tore his nose basically off. I was just, that's how I am. I didn't mean to hurt him that bad. They tried to sue us, weren't able to because he hit me in front of everybody. And he bloodied my nose. He hit me in the nose. I hit him back in the nose. And his cousin was the big senior football player. And I'm in the field house and I'm a freshman and they'd already stuck me after the year with the seniors, you know, in their field house. And I didn't like it. But they were getting me ready for varsity the next year and all these guys thinking they're tough. And I'm about to walk into the main field house central area where the coaches and all the stuff set, you know, off the wings of it. And I literally hear a voice go, don't go in there. This hadn't happened a lot in my life. It's probably happened like 20 times. A voice like, don't, like, you hear it. Don't go in there. And I'm like, eh. I walk in, and then his cousin jumps on me, starts trying to choke me out, kill me. I get him off, start kneeing him in the face. They get me off him. But he still broke some blood vessels in my eyes trying to kill me. And that's because he was trying to kill me. And God was like, had a mission for me and was like, don't go in there. And I've had it happen when somebody runs a red light. I'm driving along the country, coming up to a four-way stop or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, somebody runs it, almost kills me, like, look out. And you start, and folks, you're out there. You've experienced this too. I'm not the only one this is happening to. So as powerful as you think these people are, they don't have that ability. They've got their demonic inspiration. They've got all that stuff, but they don't have the God of the universe behind them. And so our only power is Christ, through Christ to the Father, and they can't stand it. And that's why the CIA chose me first for destruction, because they've got my number, I've got their number, and they know I see them. They know this stuff pops out. Like the night of the Vegas shooting, in the last 15 seconds of the show, I just go, and I think there'll be a mass shooting tonight at a big concert. And then the crew's like, why did you say that? I was, that didn't happen a lot. I was talking about false flags and stuff and what was going on. I just said it. And then the FBI calls up the hostage rescue team. And they said, we don't think you're involved, but how did you say that? And I said, did I really say that? And they said, yeah, this is what you said. And I said, I don't know. And they go, yeah, we believe you. You're something else. You could make a lot of money if you could control that. Why aren't you working for the government? Well, see, if I worked for you guys, I wouldn't be getting the information, would I? Because it's not me. And that's what I want people to understand, is that it's not you and it's not me, it's God. God uses us. It's not the men or the women that have been touched by God. It's God touching them. You understand that? So they have these articles all over the place. Oh, Tucker Carlson claims Sandy Hook denier Alex Jones is a supernatural prophet who predicted 9/11. That's all they've got is, he hurt children. He was mean to them. The internet didn't believe the story. You had these professors and school safety people coming out saying all this stuff. Hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. And I did a few shows on it and had a debate with people about it, showing both sides, and never really talked about it again. They sued me over callers calling and talking about it. And Owen covering Dateline talking about me. And then they had to default me because... find me guilty because there was no guilt. You couldn't put on no guilt to a jury, then they still had a show trial. And I know you already know that, but understand, that's their downfall, with the judges putting on makeup and HBO cameras, and then they had premieres around the country with the judges going up and with camera flashes and being given standing ovations. These people are jokes. Lawyers discover that, and they say, anywhere in America, you're disbarred. You're removed from the bench for going to a movie about you where you're still overseeing a case on somebody. But they don't care because they're lawless criminals. They're pigs, little goblins in black robes, and God is going to deal with them, not me, not you. So this is all in God's plan. This persecution has been a blessing. And I'm sorry for friends and family and crew that have had to get the collateral damage from it, but you need to understand you'll be blessed as well. And I've not been perfect, but I've never made mistakes on purpose. I've never lied to you about a story or a piece of information on purpose. I have certainly made mistakes. I have certainly got things wrong. When I used to do nighttime shows, I have been drunk on air. Everybody knows that. I go through times of never drinking and drinking too much, and my problem is nighttime shows that I'm drinking. I'm not drinking right now. But the point is that I'm still a real person. And I've got goodwill towards people. And I really want to change the world. And I want to help people. And I didn't smuggle in hundreds of thousands of missing children. They find a lot of them in sex slavery or dead or at slave factories like Biden did. That say I'm the evil. But I didn't launch the wars or lie about WMD or have drag queen pedophile time. It's those known devils, the corrupt Democratic Party and the CIA and their system, that want to point their finger at me and say, that's the bad guy, that's the villain, that's the demon, that's the one that hurts the children, when all they want to do is abort every child they can get, and the ones they can't get, they want to sterilize with chemicals and mutilate their bodies and fill them full of Prozac and Ritalin and everything else in the world and feed them GMO and shoot them up with shots that eat their organs and cause heart attacks. They're the villains, they're the bad guys, they're the devils, they're the evil people, and the whole world's waking up to who they are. And so it is an extreme honor and blessing to be persecuted by the New World Order, because they're the losers, and they can wrap themselves in dead children or whatever they want to do till kingdom comes. At the end of the day, the world's waking up, and the lies are coming out across the board, and on top of it, they will all have to face God, the creator of the universe. But long before they do that, they will have to face the poison shots they took. And they will have to go along with the system they helped build. And they will have to deal with the inflation and the crime and the tyranny that they have supported. I'm not talking about even the people that persecuted me. I'm talking about the whole evil system in general. I'm not here to take the easy path. I'm not here to go along with the system. I turned down the money and all the big deals and the Fox News shows and the big movie contracts, all of that. And it was never hard to turn it down, but I entertained it 10, 20 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to throw up even thinking about entertaining any of it now. I revile Hollywood. I revile corporate media. I revile the power structure. I revile Washington. I revile the Democratic Party. I revile the Republican Party. I don't dislike Trump and his people, but I wasn't into proms by the end of high school. I was already dating the college girls. I was already dancing at the Broken Spoke. I don't want to go to Mar-a-Lago and wear a tuxedo and feel like I've arrived. And be around that. That makes me want to throw up. It makes me want to die to imagine hanging out with the Democrats with Joe Biden at the beach and all his and his crackhead son and Nancy Pelosi and that the Chucky Schumer and Nadler and Bill Clinton and Hillary and Obama. You look at them, they're unhappy losers strutting around trying to act confident and powerful like they're the winners. No, they are the losers. And we need to psychically and spiritually break from them completely. And then the gates open and God's energy begins to flow in. And it is the greatest experience you will ever have in your life, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll see the whole world like it's your son or your daughter or your mother or your father. You want to cherish it. You want to love it. You see the beauty. You see the perfection God's made. You see the design everywhere. You literally worship God because you can see God in the creation right in front of you. Then you see the globalists trying to build the ugliest, stinking things to imprison our minds and the metaverse around us to cut us off from God because they can't stand the perfection and the beauty because they are so spiritually disgusting. Look at Buttigieg up there. Pathetic loser surf. Look at all of them. Look at Pocahontas. Look at Biden.
Look at Bernie Sanders.
Look at Kamala Harris. They're like animatronic Chuck E. the Cheese rats. They're jokes pretending. You think they can get out of bed and tell you what time a digital clock is in another room? No. You think they can predict the future? No. You think they can see beauty? No. They can't even see. They're not even alive. They sleep. We live. I'll do 5 more minutes and hand the baton to Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
People have
have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Segment I'm hosting, and then the great Gerald Celente takes over in T-minus 6 minutes. I want to hit a few of these stories. You know, we see hundreds of these a day, but we need to humanize it. Remember, it's happening. Underage girl trafficked over the border, rescued in California after months of sex slavery. Goes into the tales. Here's another one. Illegal immigrant children being housed with sex offenders in Massachusetts. Of course, who do you think wants them? And they get government money to do it. The Massachusetts Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities has been housing immigrant families with children in facilities that either employ or house sex offenders, according to an investigation by the Boston Globe. Sex offenders convicted of a range of crimes from child rape to possession of child pornography were housed or working in five hotels that are used to house illegal immigrants and their families, including children. Well, what do you think Biden's doing? U.S. issues gay event terror attack warning, says Islamic groups are planning to attack the gays that want to bring them here. European Commission shuts down Wilder's plan to opt out of the EU migration pact, trying to make the countries that don't want them, like the Netherlands, take massive numbers of them. The EU is a tyranny. And then stories like this one. Pregnant mother in Los Angeles County abandons baby girl in store shopping cart. Now they've identified her and want to arrest her. Well, if she just killed her baby before it was born, she'd get a medal. Now, it's very sad, very desperate. She's pregnant. She's out of her mind, probably on drugs. Who knows? And then she dumps the baby in a shopping cart and goes and gets in a taxi cab. Leaves her at a county business. But imagine the desperate, look at the sweet little child that'll now be sucked into the foster care system more and more run by pedophiles. Absolutely disgusting. Look at this article. 84% of measles cases in Chicago outbreak linked to Venezuelan immigrants. Now, there's two big stories here. They act like we all got to take measles shots because they're so deadly. I think measles, back when they didn't have a vaccine, killed like five people a year. I mean, it's just, okay, big deal. I'm as bad as the, I mean, it's all measles. But what do the illegal aliens bring in? Drug-resistant TB, all sorts of other horrible diseases. But they never tell you about how that's spreading at record levels. They'll just hype up something like measles. Around 84% of measles cases in a large outbreak in Chicago earlier this year are linked to Venezuelan migrants. Oh, my gosh. Again, stories within stories, wheels within wheels. We already knew this back during the pandemic. But wearing face masks did nothing to reduce the risk of infection with COVID Omicron variant. Another study shows, in fact, it gave you bacterial pneumonia. Here's another one. Here's some good news. This is where you can really take action because the lab-grown meat is not meat, and it's toxic. Lab-grown meat banned in second state. Alabama follows Florida's lead. Alabama has become the second U.S. state to ban the production and sale of so-called lab-grown meat. Alabama Governor K. Ivey signed the bill into law. What we need to do is ban mRNA experimental shots being given to chickens, pigs, and cows. And it's been going on with chickens and pigs for years, and now they're moving on to cows. And we need major labeling, and people need to go absolutely ape about this because they ruined wheat. Most gluten intolerance is, again, glyphosate sprayed on wheat right before harvest so fungus won't grow on it. It bioaccumulates. It's one thing to spray it on soybeans or corn when it's first planted so weeds don't grow up. Then it runs off into the water table, and you get a little bit of bioaccumulation, and it causes a lot of cancer. We already know that. Oh, I meant to get to that study. I forgot to get to that study. Oh, my gosh, that was really, really important. I keep not getting to that. The French did a study, because they use glyphosate, too, of 160-plus sterilized men who couldn't have babies, who were young and healthy, and they found they all had massive glyphosate in their sperm, and it was sterilizing them. Yeah, it kills weeds. What do you think it'll do to your sperm? But it's just insane. That's in my stack, but I didn't get to that. So I'm going to staple that to my nose and really try to cover that tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central when we kick off again. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Biomineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great... Worldwide best-selling author and top trends forecaster Gerald Celente will be taking over for the next 50-plus minutes. And then Owen the Cuck Destroyer Schroyer, live from the War Room in the ATX. But I didn't plug last hour, and I need to, or he won't be here. We have great products you need at two sponsors that have incredible products. InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock, Nitric Boost to clean out your blood, your whole cardiovascular system. If this is something you want to take all the time, just take it. You'll experience it. It does a lot of incredible things. 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Highest grade fish oil, ultimate fish oil, back in stock. 40% off, limited time. Bodies discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Strongest turmeric out there. InfoWarsStore.com, and you can still get a copy, signed or unsigned. You can always get the unsigned, but the signed, but I, well, these are signed, that's it, of The Great Reset and the War for the World. And, of course, the latest book, The Great Awakening, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a fundraiser. I thank you for your support, InfoWarsStore.com. And then at DrJonesNaturals.com, we've got four products that have been sold out that are now back in stock. The incredible organic multivitamin that is super high quality. That's 40% off. There are a bunch of other great products there. There's Next Level Foundational Energy. There's Rocket Rest and Top Brain. Those are 40% off if you get them as a combo together. There's the Nano Silver Concentrated Toothpaste with no fluoride, with the tea tree, the Nano Silver, the iodine, and the organic peppermint. It's all there in Super Blue Toothpaste and a bunch of other great products at drjonesnaturals.com. These are great products. But when you get them, it funds the operation. So I want to encourage you, if you want to support us and be part of the fight while getting great products at the same time, take action. That's what victory's about. Go to drjonesnaturals.com and get these great products like Next Level Foundational Energy, Rocket Rest, Top Brain, and, of course, the super high-quality organic multivitamin and so much more. And there's a bunch of other products back in stock there as well, but I'm not going to belabor it. DrJonesNaturals.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit both and please support both. All right. Gerald Celente takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. And again, everybody do what you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. And censorship is the American way. AMERIKA. Yeah. So you get that, you know, that, that nitric boost. They said, you gotta get your bloodstream going, you know. Nobody talked when the COVID war began about getting in the best shape you can physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The only thing they told you is you gotta get the Operation Warp Speed jab. And if you didn't believe it, you're a jerk. Matter of fact, if you don't believe it, we're going to censor you. I mean, look what they did to Dr. Joseph Mercola. On and on. Anyway, so do what you can to support InfoWars. You know, again, I go there. We travel the world in your Trends Journal. You know, so for example, the with the Israel war going on, I subscribe to Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. I go to Times of Israel. I go to Jerusalem Post, but I also go to Tehran Times and the other papers, IRNA and ISNA. And I go to InfoWars. I want to see what everybody's saying. And of course, we keep going on and on. But here's an article in InfoWars, very important, because it's about censorship and it's about how they destroyed the world. And nobody talks about this. The world, that little clown boy Fauci, he gave us the AIDS scare when straights weren't dying of AIDS. You see the facts of who was dying and why. And then he gave us the COVID war that changed life. And there's an article on InfoWars right now about it has been recently revealed that former National Institutes of Health, NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins, testified behind closed doors to the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic earlier this year, where the pro-social distancing medical establishment, quote, expert, admitted that the 6 feet separation he parroted during the pandemic was scientifically unfounded, and that he is unsure as to the origin of the COVID virus. I make fun of this all the time. You go into stores, restaurants, circles 6 feet, because the wind blows exactly in straight lines in 6 feet. Doesn't go like that, the wind. Right out across the street from me over here, it's a big parking lot. This is the county office building across the street. By the way, where the seeds of democracy was sown. Kingston was the first capital of New York State. And over 70% of America's Constitution comes from the Constitution that was written right here. And John Jay was a Supreme Court judge. He was a judge over here. Anyway, so when the pandemic broke out and the World Health Organization, or the World War Organization, more appropriately, called it a pandemic on March 11th, 2020. Remember, the COVID war begins on Chinese Lunar New Year in January 2020, the year of the rat. January, February, March 11th, almost 2.5 months later, they called it a pandemic when the grand total, you could Google it up, 4,219 people died out of 8 billion. More people fell down the stairs during that time and died. So going back to the article, because this is in trend forecasting, all things are connected. So you've got to keep making the connections because it keeps going on. So anyway, 6 feet apart. So these little clown boys and girls, adults still in kindergarten, drawing circles out in the sidewalk every 6 feet, going into the farmer's market, into the parking lot, and a clown lady counting the amount of people going in there. Remember, this is outside. And in front of each of the vendors in the farmer's market, these little boys and girls, adults, painting circles with chalk every 6 feet. You're outside! Shut up, Salenti. We hate you. I had a big rally right across the street. I had the big garden, the Franz Rogan garden over here on the most historic four corners. I had a peace and freedom rally when everything was locked down. They hate me. They hate me. So anyway, you got this great article on InfoWars about the big lie about standing 6 feet. And then again, the mask, the masquerade. Right here on the box. These masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection. So now, you look what's going on. Make connections between different fields. One of my sayings is, oh, here's another article. This was from the Wall Street Journal, September. September 9th, 2023. COVID-19 rises again, and masks are back on the table. Masks. Useless masks. COVID-19 is back on the minds of American CEOs and school principals. A rise in COVID-19 cases and the approach of fall when other respiratory illnesses start to spread has received discussion of how to best protect students and workers. We've taken a pretty clear line that just says, please, you ready? For the love of God, if you're not feeling well, don't come in, said Aaron Levy, chief executive officer of the technology company Box. Levy said some Box workers, blah, 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 has voluntarily worn masks recently or taken them off to care for sick relatives. The company has told employees who are required to come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If they live near its offices, they can stay home. If blah, 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 you got to wear masks. Unbelievable. Yep. Cuomo says it's shocking. Most people, new coronavirus hospitalizations are people that are staying at home. Yeah, that's right. You're closed in, locked down with other people, and you're getting it. And they keep reading it. New York hospitals will be overwhelmed by coronavirus patients without help of U.S. military, Cuomo. Some 65 ICU beds were occupied by the coronavirus patients as of Sunday afternoon, Cuomo said. 65? What do you got? How many million people you got living in New York? What it was, 65? New York hospitals will soon be overwhelmed by the oncoming wave of coronavirus. Cuomo warned. Cuomo penned a letter to President Trump calling on him to take unprecedented steps and mobilize the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to retrofit buildings like SUNY dormitories, that's the State University of New York, into medical facilities. You ready for this? The wave could break the hospital system, Cuomo said. In my opinion, which is not science-based, you will not be able to flatten the curve to avoid the wave. You will be short thousands of ICU beds, thousands of ventilators. Oh, in my opinion, why don't you shove your opinion up your you-know-what? No, Salenti, I'm Andy Cuomo. Don't you see my brother Chris out there? Oh, yeah, vaxxed up, screwed up Chris. Don't you know who my daddy was? My daddy was Mario. I'm a little boy born on third base with a bad attitude and thought I hit a home run. I'll tell you what to do. As I'm trying to, hey, Rape any girls lately? You're trying to feel them up? Oh, you got sexual abuse, huh? Not only sexual abuse, you arrogant boy, public abuse. You destroy this place. Hey, why don't you take a ride on the subway, Andy? Andy Dandy. D-I-C, I can't say the other K word. Yeah. One after another. One lie after another. And that's why you support InfoWars. They put the truth out there. The facts. The facts. Oh, so Trump sent in the ships up the Hudson River. Hospital ships. Nobody went in them. There was no hospital crisis. They closed down Javits Center. Big convention center. Like 12 people went in there. Just to put people in there. Total, total, total lies. Destroyed the country and the state. Hey, how about these headlines in Yahoo? Right now. Woman stabbed to death on Manhattan Street. A woman died after she was stabbed multiple times on Manhattan Street Monday morning. 29-year-old woman was stabbed in the face, neck, and shoulders near West 175th Street and Haven Avenue in Washington Heights. Oh, let's keep going. Woman slashed at Lower East Side subway station. A woman was slashed at a subway station on the Lower East Side Sunday morning. 35-year-old woman was slashed at Delancey Street and Essex Street J on the Z station. Hey, how about this one? Innocent woman shot in leg while waiting for bus near Brooklyn Deli. Oh, as I said when they launched the COVID war, and they destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions of people across the planet, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they've lost it. You never had this going on. I'm a New Yorker. Got it? Napolitano, born in the Bronx. I know New York. Even at the worst times, when things were going down financially in the 70s, one day go outside on Greenwich Street, there's a jack in the middle of my car with both of the front tires taken off. You couldn't keep a radio in the car. They'd steal them all the time. But nothing like this. Your life wasn't in danger like that. Oh, plus the homeless, plus all the migrants. Plus you got one little jerky boy playing mayor after another. Remember Warren Wilhelm Jr.? Oh, no, I changed my name. My mother's maiden name, De Blasio. Yeah. Locking down the place. Again, trend forecasting, all things are connected. Where are we going with this? See gold prices? Again, one of your top trends for 2024. A golden year for gold. Read all about it. January 2nd, we mailed the Trends Journals out to our subscribers. And you get the Trends Journal for the grand total of like about $2.50 a week when you go to jonestrends.com. I mean, you get it for nothing because we're giving you everything. The Trends Journal magazine, nothing, nothing. And if you don't like it, you get 30 money back guarantee. Again, imagine, Matt, we don't tell you what to do. Gold prices are up. Before I went on the air, they were like, what, $2,433. $2,433. Gold prices are up almost $400 an ounce since we made that forecast. So now let's go back to the COVID war. Why are gold prices going up? Inflation and the destruction of the global economy. Look at the debt levels. these little clown boys and clown girls pumped in trillions and trillions of dollars of fake money backed by nothing and printed on nothing to fight the COVID war. Go home, stay home, here's money, don't worry about it. Hey, close down your business. But the bigs could stay open because we get paid off from them, you know. Oh, and all the liquor stores, you could stay open too. Because we got a lot of tax money from selling booze, all right? If it wasn't for that tax money, that bottle of wine that you're paying $20 for would cost you $5. So we want to get all your tax money so you could stay open too. They made up this stuff. Pumping in trillions and trillions of dollars of fake money. That's what drove up inflation. By the way, I don't know if it's true or not, but I think I just read that Powell, I did read it, but I don't know if it's true. Jerome Powell, oh, the guy that came from like the hedge fund venture capitalist place. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy is the bankster bandit running the show, the Fed head. I think he got COVID. Yeah. Oh, all those jabs didn't work. Another jab will do ya. There are all these people that got jabs and they got COVID. Going back, before I forget this, before I go on to the why gold is going up, going back to InfoWars and the products, no one talked about getting in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, to beat the coronavirus. I just had my first cold in 4.5 years about a month ago. So you get these vitamins and supplements to build your immune system up, which they never talk about. Because after all, look who's talking. You see the clown that's like this guy, Rachel Levin, Lola, L-O-L-L-O-L-A, that's our health director over there. You look at this clown. You got more chins than Chinatown. So they don't teach you anything about health. So going back, you get these products from InfoWars because you got to get in the best health you can right now. Because we're in a time fight for our lives. Moving forward, back to gold. Powell said, no, that's no inflation, Salenti. You're full of baloney. It's only temporary. And as it kept going up, no, it's only transitory. And then transgendatory. Why is gold going up? Inflation. Inflation, sure. Look at the prices of housing, on and on, one thing after insurance, one thing after another, going way up. Medical care. Number two. All that borrowed money, massive, massive, massive government debt. Levels that are unprecedented in history of the world, part one and part two. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. The amount of debt. You ready? Finally, CNBC. Soaring debt and deficits causing worry about the threats to the economy and markets. Concern over the federal IOU is now $34.5 trillion, or about $11 trillion higher than where it stood in March of 2020. As a portion of the total U.S. economy, it is now more than 120%. We should be below 100, like in the 90s range. The agency forecasts the $1.6 trillion in fiscal 2024, it will balloon to $2.6 trillion by 2034. And it just keeps going on. But they say in the beginning here about it happened in 2020, March. but they don't talk about the COVID war. And they don't talk about what I just said, about all the cheap money and a zero interest rate policy. Not a word. Not a word. That's why gold prices are going up. And there's another big reason it's going up, a very big one. And when we get back, we're going to tell you all about it. Stay tuned.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. It's bestseller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock, got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
on the Alex Jones Show, and I want to thank all the people at InfoWars for all that they do and giving you the best that they could give you. And again, it's a 360 win. Support InfoWars because they're supporting you. Get these great products. And again, when the COVID war broke out, nobody talked about getting in the best shape you can physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And InfoWars sells a lot of those products that, you know, really boost your immune system up. This is one of the books I worked on, one of the first ones, Natural Healing. It was a Warner book back in the 80s. So it's not just BS that I'm talking about when I say about getting in the best shape you can. And they got great products there to help you, and you get great discounts. And go on, I said about gold prices and what else is going to bring it up. The Israel and the Ukraine war. People that are in touch see the dangers ahead. World War III has already begun. People don't have a clue, the general public, they don't have a clue. You know, I go out, you know, I like to get out, you know, because I'm working all the time. So I drive around, go to different places, and I sit outside, you know, now it's summertime, cruise loads of people outside, and I look at them. I look at the shape they're in. And I realize that this whole society is going down so terribly, and the people don't have a clue what's going on. When I just began to learn a little bit, and I said to my father, you know, I was upset about what people were doing and, you know, the news I was hearing. And he said to me, son, take it easy. He said, people have little minds. Going back to the COVID war, look how many people swallow the crap spewing out of the mouths of these clowns. Again, that guy, Rachel Levin. I changed my name from Richard to Rachel. I got my things cut off and I don't know who I am. And you look at all of these so-called health ministers up in Canada, the other clowns up there, one after another. Don't have sex. Don't have sex. Yeah. Yeah, you don't like to have sex, so you don't want anybody else to have it, right? Don't enjoy life. So going back, when I say people don't have a clue what's going on, World War III's begun. It's only going to escalate. It's a horror story going on in Israel. The latest report that came out, over 900,000 people in Gaza are displaced. 900,000, almost a million people. Could you imagine if it was you that's there? Imagine where you're living now, your home, your apartment, wherever you are, the neighborhood, all blown to level, blown, gone, bombed to ruin. How would you feel? How would you feel losing everything that you put all your life into? Boom, bombed away. Thanks to the USA. It gives them the weapons of death. And now, of course, the Ukraine war. They're losing. Go back to your Trends Journal. Go back a year ago. A year ago. The crap, the garbage, the BS spewing out of the mouths of the little clown boys in the military. A salute. Yeah, we're giving them the money and that ammunition and the weapons. They're going to be successful at that counteroffensive. In the Bronx, we used to say BS has its own sound. You look, go back to the covers of your Trends Journal. Don't count on the counteroffensive. Not a word now. Not a word of the great failure. Not a word. Not a word from the turds that sold it
The little prostitute boys and girls that sold you the COVID war, that sell you every damn war. Not a word about the great failure of last year's counteroffensive, and Russia now controls, what, about 20% of the land that they didn't have before? You got to have a brain the size of the little clowns running Congress, like a Mike Johnson, to believe the crap, or an out-of-his-mind Mitch McConnell, or an Adam Schiff. I can't say the right word. I think it's S-H-I something, T-T, yeah. One little clown boy after another supporting these wars. One after another, stealing our money to go kill people. And if you're against, which I am, the man that launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago, and was shooting for another peace rally coming in September. And again, you get your Trends Journal. You go to JonesTrends.com. We're giving you, there's no magazine like it. Nothing comes close to it. Geopolitics, economics, and a whole AI, Klein of Humans, new book by Joe Duran, a whole section in technocracy, high-tech science, on and on. Anyway, the damage that's going to be happening with this war ramping up in Israel is going to be what they're warning about, and that's called the Samson option. This is what's bringing gold prices up, by the way. That plus the reality of the decline, of the great decline of the global economy that was artificially propped up. Again, every week we have big sections on what's going on in China. They're going down. So going back to coming out against this war, again, we have a whole articles in this about a woman by the name of Lily Greenberg Call. Called out Biden. And she's Jewish. And she's another Biden staffer who quit. Quote, "He is making Jews the face of the American war machine. And this is deeply wrong," she said. Yep. "I think the president has to know that there are people in his administration who think this is disastrous," he told the Associated Press. "Not just the Palestinians, for Israelis, for Jews, for the Americans, for the election prospects." So I guess you can't call her an anti-Semite because she's Jewish. Oh, so too is Max Blumenthal. And you go to the gray zone, and there's a great article about how they're covering up the people in UCLA, the pro-Israeli, pro-Zionists, that beat up all these innocent people protesting at UCLA, they were sleeping, and how the police have done nothing, and how they've showed the videos of who these people are. Oh, Max Blumenthal must be an anti-Semite. Oh, he's Jewish, I forgot. And Norman Finkelstein. Listen to him. "Every one of my Jewish friends are opposed, except one, what's going on over there. Everyone. As I said, I'm not an anti-Semite. Three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. So nothing to do with that. And going back to why gold price, here it is. This is UCLA attackers exposed. Meet the violent Zionist agitators. LA police haven't arrested Max Blumenthal, the gray zone. And now, of course, they're coming out calling for the arrests of Netanyahu and the Hamas guys. And the administration is against that. How dare they say that? Then another important thing to follow, again, why gold prices are going up. The global economy has been destroyed by the COVID war. I talk week after week, month after month, one of our top trends for 2024, banks going bust. Going back to the COVID war, again, your office vacancy rate in New York City is 23%. There are over 36% in San Francisco. Vacant. Oh, and then go back to the zero interest rate policy that they had when they gave people all this money and people were putting money in the bank during the COVID war. What did the banks do? They bought treasuries. Yeah, they bought treasuries when interest rates were at zero, so the dough's worth nothing. So when then the people default on their loans, the banks aren't going to have money to cover it. Again, I keep saying, go to the site Wall Street on Parade. Russ and Pam Martins are putting out information on the banksters that nobody else does. So again, knowing the data, it's now up to at least 30 banks are ready to default. Why are gold prices going up? You haven't seen the beginning of it yet. Gold could definitely hit 3,000 this year, and silver's following. Silver's going way up to over $30 an ounce now. And silver was stuck in that $20 range. Oh, go to your Trends Journal. Go back for the last several weeks. And again, you go to jonestrends.com and you get all you want. When crypto went down, we gave the bottom of it. We said, if it doesn't break below this point, it's on the way back up. And what's it back up to now? It's getting back near the 70,000. We call things to the way they are, not the way we want them to be. And as far as the political system, I'm a political atheist. To me, it's a crime syndicate that the people call a government. They're murderers and they're thieves. Here's an article that came out from the Cartoon News Network. The backbone of America's economy was just dealt a serious blow. Last month, retail sales were unchanged in March. April spending missed a 0.4% increase by the biggest spending was at gas stations. Yeah. Up 3.1%. Spending more for your gas. Going back, again, when I say when all else fails, they take you to war. You're seeing the protests going on in Israel that the United States media does not report. You're seeing about how there is great division within Netanyahu's government that the media barely reports on. As they ramp up the war, the slaughter, the genocide in Rafah, it's going to keep escalating. Oil prices, they shot down that Iranian the president of Iran died, his helicopter crashed. If they tie that into Israel, you're going to see oil prices spike to above $130 a barrel. Again, the consumers, they just gave you the number. Retail sales, they call that retail sales, spending more on gas. It'll crash the economy and the equity markets. But again, the equity markets and economy are going to crash when the reality of the banks going bust hits the street. Main Street is already suffering. They only know how bad it is when Wall Street goes down. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. So that's our greatest concern right now, this war. And it's going to continue to escalate. The United States is sending more and more money to both Ukraine and Israel to keep the wars going. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. And they got these great products. And one of the ones that they're, you know, that's been gone a while and is back and is really going to help you is this nitric boost that you get from InfoWars stores and you get like 40% off on it. So do what you can to support them because they're doing everything you can, to support you. And, you know, this is what it said. Over the last 12 months, there hasn't been a more dynamic, more important product in the InfoWars store than Nitric Boost. And for a limited time only, you get 40% off. It's unprecedented. So you get this stuff. It has never been a better time to get this. And as I keep saying, in order to fight the best fight you can fight, you have to be in the best shape that you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And InfoWars has given you a lot of that. So you get, again, you get 40%, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get what you want to get. You know, in your Trends Journal each week, we have different sections, of course. And one of them is the economic update and market overviews. Very important. Look at what's going on in the luxury markets. So here's an example. Burberry records earnings decline as demand for luxury goods slows. Huh. We've been writing about this now for over the last 6 months, following the Christmas holiday, last 5 months. Luxury sales are going down. The fish rots from the head down. When you're seeing luxury sales going down, and I told you what's going on with the consumer retail sales, they're down. This thing's going to go down big, but here's what they're going to do. Why gold prices are going up? They're going to lower interest rates. Not only in the United States, they're going to lower them in the EU. To juice up the economy, hopefully, the presidential reality show in November. They do it all the time. So, the lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go up because gold is dollar-based. Got it? And that's why Bitcoin prices are going up. Expect lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go also, the higher inflation goes. You're not going to be able to stop this inflation. Going back, again, with the wars going on, I love this line that they're saying about what's going on in New Caledonia. New Caledonia? What happened to old Caledonia? Caledonia. There used to be a great song by Cab Calloway. Caledonia. Don't let your big head get so hot. Anyway, New Caledonia, huh? New Caledonia is off the coast of Australia, like in that area. And it's a French, quote, territory. What do you mean territory? You mean colony? Oh, and they're trying to pass a law that gives the indigenous people less rights? I just stole a lot of them anyway. And now the French, they just killed what about, they're sending more troops over there. This is colonization. Colonization. Just like, by the way, what's going on in Israel with the, quote, settlers. Not settlers. Their land steal is in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. We'll call them settlers and we'll call it territories. How about calling it BS? How about calling it colonists? Oh, you know what else is going on in Caledonia? New Caledonia. Yeah, Scottish guy made up that name like in the 1800s, early, late 1700s. And France has been there like since the 1800s. It's loaded with nickel. Yeah. And they want to steal as much as they can. Just like they were in Niger. And they threw them out. The French finally threw them out this year, last year. Because they were stealing all the uranium. Because France has more nuclear power plants than just about any other country. And you need uranium for it. Yeah. Oh, you forgot about French Indochina? When the French invaded Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos to steal their rubber, their tin, and rape, pillage, and plunder? These are the countries that spew out the BS about bringing freedom and democracy to other countries. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Oh, yeah, that little scum boy, Sarkozy, slime ball of France when he was president. And that little Gatson Cameron, that little jerk of nothing, a nothing little boy that was the president of, a prime minister of the UK and put an F and a U and a C in that one too. And that UK. Oh, and now he's their foreign minister. And the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, that brought you the Libyan war. Yeah. Libya, the most prosperous nation in Africa, where people had more rights and benefits than most of the world. Great tourist attraction. Finito. Ruined. Hey, yeah, but we got their oil. Got a lot of oil over there, and you don't have to dig, drill deep to get it. Just like why we're in Syria. Oh, we're getting ISISs. Yeah, getting their oil in eastern Syria, stealing it. These are the people running a country near you. Going back to gold. Top trend 2024, a golden year for gold. This is just the beginning. Nobody can predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're made by nature or humans. If the current trends stay their course, look for gold 3,000 2024. Because if this Israel and Ukraine war expands, and Ukraine is going to attack deeper inside of Russia, and that slime ball, little boy of nothing, a little boy of nothing, with a thing like this, Cameron, sending more weapons to Ukraine so it could fire deeper into Russia. There's going to be a false flag attack. You mark my words. That's going to drag the United States into this war because Biden ain't going to win. Except if we go to war. When all else fails, they take you to war. Again, the facts are all there. The little failure boy, Georgie Bush, going down the crapper when he became president. Yep. And 9/11 happened. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. And some 90% of the people swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of that little crapster. A little stupid jerk in front of everybody's eyes. And that's who's running our lives. Stupid little jerks. So support InfoWars, because they're supporting you. Team is working tirelessly to give you the best it can, as we are at the Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com. Of course, you put in Jones Trends, and you get many a dough off. Thanks for tuning in.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.